master Listerian man with an Armageddon plan. Derailed Sog's railroad train. Wants to kill all the Jews and a lot of Uyghurs too. He has a psycho Aryan non-Uyghur brain. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing all Zog's lie and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on any weekday night when Jews lie that they's right. He pissed on damn kite claims. And the weird zap with a shout, them stupid fucking louts, that Pope Marty done hits at what he aims. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on any weekday night when the pastor was at home talking to Christ's family tree. When along's come dirty Jew and a Zogling Uyghur or two, making they's ass whooping necessary. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. Well, the ass clouds hold their breath when they hear of pastor's depth. They wonder why he don't fucking lie. It was dirty pisser possums and all of Satan's mamsers that want to take him down on the sly. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave.
Zogling, Uyghur, and Mamzer ass clouds across the fruited, nutted Zog plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as usually, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. This is episode number 122.5 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 17th of May, 2012. It's about 8:38 Granby, unstandard Central Time, PM. And the name of the show is called For Whom the Bell Tolls, Uyghur. Now, the big news that was on the news today, everywhere, and the Uyghurs and the Jews and the rest could not help but gloat, was that supposedly the U.S. Census came out and said that, right now, you know, for the first time ever, you have slightly fewer Uyghurs, baby Uyghurs, being born than you do the rest of the mud flood. The rest of the Jews, the niggers, the beaners, and what have you. And folks, I go ahead and point out is that a lot of these critters that are called white are not really white, so this is not really old news, but it is a sort of demographic, you know, well, mud flood is what I would call it. You know, they call it a demographic landslide. Well, I call it a demographic mudslide. Now, what you end up having, you have the gloating Jews media yapping about the news the Uyghurs are being outbred by the muds and mamsers and beasts of the fields, according to new Jew Assoy Vey census reports. The majority of new births are now minorities, as if Uyghurs, certainly pure-blooded Uyghurs, are in any way still the majority within the Zogland, as opposed to Anglo-Mestizos, like Jeremy Visser's Melungeon Pitzer Possums pretend to be Uyghur, or at the Mamser Barrel. So what to do about the mud flood? And the answer is there's nothing that can be done about it. Why, when you go ahead and talk about, oh, what's the white nationalist movement going to do? We're going to have a racial ethno state. Well, I'm reminded with all these plans, sort of like these dodos in the very first Ice Age movie, to where you had about 200 or 300 dodos, and they're stupid, and they do stupid crap, and they die. And what they've done in order to go ahead and keep them alive through the upcoming Ice Age, they've predicted the Ice Age. What's going to go ahead and keep them alive is about maybe 400 watermelons or so, or 100 watermelons. And what you do is you see an orgy of stupid dodos doing stupid shit, and pretty well them and their precious watermelons are decaying or declining. The truth of the matter is, the dodo was pretty well done away with, I think, on the island of Mauritius or something like that, or Madagascar or wherever. Essentially, they were done in by the European animals like the pigs and the rats and the kitty cats and whatever, who went ahead and ate their eggs and pretty well destroyed them because they, you know, now they weren't used to go ahead and living with new predators. So essentially, the dodos did survive the Ice Age, but pretty well what was funny was all these learned idiots going ahead and talking about how they're going to go ahead and form a racial ethnostate. And I don't see that happening. For example, most of the so-called white supremacists and Christian Day pretenders like Brian Reel, Sword Brother, and Eli James, Joseph Cuts November, if you want to use his original name, well, original as far as we know, Miles Will Finkelschini, Steve Elder, / Commandor McFadden, Jeremy Visser, Alex Linder, and many, many more are not even remotely white, but rather mamsers. Many, if not most, of the so-called whites are not pure-blooded white, but rather a satanic mixture of nigger, Indian, and Jew. So given there are no longer hardly any pure-blooded whites left, and there's a mud flood in progress, under what world do these people actually think they will be able to remove themselves to a sort of pioneer Little Europe or Northwest Republic or Hunter Wallace's Neo-Dixie? Any such a movement attempt is inevitably infiltrated and riddled with tards here, like Steve Elder, you know, in with Harold Covington's Northwest Front. And folks, you can go ahead and figure out the guy was a retard. He was doing all the crap that Harold Covington in his last podcast was saying that he didn't respect with JT Reddy, showing guns, showing how tough he is, acting like an ass clown, not having a clue about what Christian Identity actually is about. Go ahead and, if you listen, tell him about how essentially he doesn't understand anything about Christian Identity at all, and that how he got into Christian Identity in 1993, long after Herbert was dead and the Jews were changing it to Universalism. Well, folks, I've gone ahead and with Libertoons, I've been in the Libertoon Party, and they all sort of think they can go ahead and form a little gulch or, you know, under Atlas Shrugged or something here. They like to think that they can go ahead and form a little hideaway to where they can run to and somehow safeguard that little hideaway and go ahead and advertise it and bring in a whole bunch of more little Uyghurs. And essentially, everybody else is not allowed here. And folks, they will go ahead and allow their little token niggers, their little token Jews, their little token chinks. A libertoon is a Uyghur wanting to be a Jew. And in many cases, this idiocy is just that. It's just idiocy. Now, I've tried to go and explain is that this is not the time to be building anything. This is a time rather to be hunkering down, taking stock, figuring out with whom you wish to survive, and seeing how best you can go ahead and bring them with you. This is not about going ahead and creating a little ethno state. Now, folks, over on the Manzer Barrel, I asked to go ahead and have a subform in which I could be autonomous. And if the rest of the Manzers and the Whiggers and the Jew Boys didn't like it, well, hey, I'd fuck with their poster, delete them, do whatever I wanted to. But folks, have a white reservation, a white dual seed line Christian identity reservation, which I call the DSCI white law. And essentially, this cougar Manzerist named Rustifer would not have that. APOC would not have that. Essentially, they thought it was just such a wonderful thing to invite all sorts of Mamsers and Whiggers and Jew Boys and false Christian identity tars like Larry Bill DeClos and Jeremy Visser or other pisser possums to get to call me a child molester all they wanted, just like Jeremy Visser does. And folks, the thing about it is that there's no amount of training which can go ahead and turn a Jew into a white man or can turn a Mamser into a white man. Deuteronomy 23 verse 2 says that no Mamser abomination will be allowed into the congregation of Israel forever. Anyone who goes ahead and tries bringing one in essentially is a lying Mamser, a Jew boy. You can't trust them. That's why it's laughable with Finkelschini trying to bring Brian Rio in. Or with Eli James trying to bring Finkelschini or Brian Rio in. And you go ahead and you look at this stuff that they bring in, like papist preterism, the belief that the tribulation is over, the 1,000 years have already taken place, which pretty well undoes everything that Christian identity preaches. Because, folks, the Great Tribulation is the good news. You see, folks, this show recognizes there is no way to go ahead and do it. But, folks, I went ahead and proposed, essentially, with this DSCI subforum on the Manzer Barrel, I proposed racial federalism. What is racial federalism? It's the understanding that essentially these ethno states can go ahead and essentially have their local or regional governments comprised of people who are the majority, aka whites, or Anglo mestizos, or niggers, or whatever, and that every ethno state will have absolute power to go ahead and deal with, you know, good or bad, with its inhabitants, expel the ones that doesn't want, and then what they will do is they will go ahead and send representatives to an overall empire or overall government, so that on this continent, this United States could go ahead and do as they please, and essentially every state has predominant power. Well, folks, it didn't work that way. And folks, it's not going to work this way. The minute you end up having any white people going ahead, essentially living without niggers or Jews, you'll end up having a liberal, glibber wigger running away from the shithole he has created in California or wherever, and he will run to this new white-topia or white ethno state or Valhalla land or whatever, and he will turn the place that he had just, you know, that he's moved into to save his worthless ass into the same shithole that he left. And so you cannot build anything. You cannot go ahead and believe you're going to build anything. For example, you end up having the French socialist prime minister or premier or whatever he is talking about how he's going to go ahead and tax the rich. Folks, if I'm a frog rich, I'm just going to go ahead and not have any income. I'm not going to go ahead and risk my capital in order to be taxed at 3/4 of it, to where the government gets, what, 3/4 of any gains I may make, and I just get a quarter, but I get to eat every single one of the losses. Folks, what you end up having is not real capitalism. You end up having crony capitalism, Jew capital, Khazar capitalism, to where essentially the connected Jew or Mamser or whatever ends up getting all the profits, and the white people gets all essentially the debts. And what's going on during this last month or, you know, week or so, is that this here little character of the biggest bank in the United States here, J.P. Morgan, has gone ahead, essentially, and lost, what, $2-3 billion in derivative sales. And the hemorrhaging keeps on going on. And all the while, he was said, we don't need new regulation. We don't need to be kept from essentially playing a game of heads I win, tails you lose. J.P. Morgan gets to keep all the profits. But if it goes ahead and makes a bad bet on its gambling debts, well, there's going to be tanks in the street. We're not going to have any financialization. Well, folks, all it leads to is printing up of money. Now, Harold Covington went ahead and talked quite a bit to the Fibbies and the gun, you know, the gun pigs and the rest, pointing out that no regime has ever survived essentially ruling on nothing but the stick, nothing but fear, nothing but terrorizing people. Because you cannot make people be productive if you are terrorizing them. You simply can't. So he went ahead and pointed out to these pigs who get off on being pigs, oh, think about your children and your grandchildren and how Zog isn't going to be able to do it. Well, folks, pigs don't give a crap about that. You cannot argue or demand with pigs. All you can do, essentially, is skin them out. Them and their spawn. Anybody who goes ahead, you know, agrees with them. Folks, this problem with the mud flood will be cured. It'll be cured by the age-old methods of letting nature take its course, of letting the four horsemen of the apocalypse run wild, and no, they're not. Gaius Mara, Marius, Felix Sulla, Julius Caesar, Mark Anthony. No, they're famine, war, pestilence, civil unrest. Essentially what goes ahead and kills millions and millions and millions of people when essentially a corrupt and evil government goes ahead and falls apart. Okay? So anyway, I'm sort of looking at some crap. I heard some news or a rumor or some such stupid crap about Lindstedt. Lindstedt, are you going to go ahead and end your show? Is your show going to end, Lindstedt? And the answer is, no, I don't think so. This Sunday isn't going to be the last show. What I have gone ahead and done, and part of it was because, well, let's see. Sunday, for whatever reason, TalkSkew was acting up, and it went ahead and shut me off, just hung me up. And what I ended up having was, an hour 47 minutes, and then I went ahead and went back and re-engineered the thing. I've re-engineered the last four shows. So essentially, I've gone ahead and added music, I've added singing, I've added a number of other things to it. So essentially for the last four or five shows, you can go ahead and listen to it as it's been re-engineered. And folks, I don't intend to go ahead and end the movement turd. Now, tomorrow, the pigs could go ahead and come in and shoot me, shoot Roxy, shoot the poopy dog. And there will not be a damn thing I or anybody else can do about it. Okay? But, as long as essentially I have my health, I have my hatred of Zog, I have a number of things, I'm going to go ahead and continue to tell things as I see them. But folks, there's not really been anything going on in the movement except, well, let's see, 2 days ago, Alex Linder went ahead and he clamped down on his tard corral at VNNF and said, if you go ahead and post what these people I have banned, not just the three evil people of Harold Covington, number two, Martin Lindstedt, number three, Hunter Wallace, nope, you just go ahead and post all these characters Linder's banned over the years for essentially saying that Linder's a Jew when Linder is a Jew. Essentially for going ahead and saying this, you could be banned or tard corralled. And folks, who cares? When you end up having someone like Alex Linder, who essentially is living by about, what, $500 or less a month, to where Trader Glenn Miller only has $30 to go ahead and give the poor little gut-sick kikin weasel with Jew Ascades, a.k.a. Crohn's. Well, Linder, your little threats don't mean much. I noticed the Sperm Front went ahead and took down altogether the JT Ready thread. They went ahead and changed it to neo-Nazi goes ahead and kills, you know, kills himself and a bunch of beaners, and that doesn't make us look good. Well, folks, who cares about the white nationalist movement looking good? It should look like a clown show. This is what the show is all about. Okay? JT Ready? Okay, well, it looks like we have pisser possums, and one of them's claiming to be JT Ready, which doesn't really matter. I mean, folks, you gotta understand is that critters like this will say whatever the hell they want to. In a real society, they wouldn't be around. Do you think that Jeremy Visser would be allowed to live in a white society? Do you think that Eli James and Captain Senility, M. Eiser, the Sicilian Guido would be allowed to go ahead and bring in Finkelschini and Brian Reel? Bring in Mamsers? The answer is no. Thing about it is that any nigger who did go ahead and manage to pass would keep his mouth shut. He'd move on to a different town like what they used to do. So, in any case, the JT Ready story was real. The reason it died is that he was, according to his own admission, to two people, one being Hatting the Meerkat, he was a Jew. Or a quarter Jew on his mother's side, or a half Jew, or whatever. He was a Jew on his mother's side. Probably a quarter Jew. He was altogether Zogbot. Did anybody ever question how somebody who got fired from the AutoZone and is now living with a mud shark is somehow able to go ahead and buy $1,600 guns and body armor and night vision goggles and goes ahead and recruits other tards and they get 5 years? Has anybody ever wondered why in the world he shouldn't be deemed as a Mamser? No, not as a Mamser, but as a federal Zogbot. And that's what he was. That's exactly what he was. He was sent to essentially, you know, got a whole bunch of guns, and then when he freaked out, went ahead and shot the mud shark's, you know, beaner daughter and beaner granddaughter and the Whigger, who wasn't the father of the granddaughter, you know, another beaner, a different beaner was, and here he is screwing, essentially wanting to go ahead and raise a beaner's kids on both sides. I mean, this is pathetic Whigger for you. And he goes ahead and shoots himself, and essentially the pigs go ahead, and they know who JT Ready is. They go ahead and call the FBI, and the FBI and the BATF come by and get their stuff. They get their shit. And the reason you haven't heard a whole awful lot about it is that, well, pretty much everyone knows about Operation Fast and Furious. And folks, I think people are beginning to figure out essentially 9/11 in Oklahoma City was altogether a false front to go ahead for Zog to increase the amounts of its police force. Every so often they go ahead and get a few stupid Whiggers. Well, a bunch of stupid ragheads. They go ahead and they find a 19 or 20 year old nigger without too much sense to go ahead and begin with, and they talk to him about wearing an underwear bomb or a shoe bomb. They walk him around TSA so he won't get caught until he's on the plane. And then, oh no! You got to wonder how come critters, ragheads who are so good at making improvised explosives out of artillery shells and garage door openers, how come when they come to the United States they can't, even though they went to terrorist school, how come they can't make anything that works? And the answer is it's all together a Zog false front. It's pretty well the FBI and CIA saying that we went ahead and we disrupted this terror operation, when they're the ones who went ahead and created it, let it get so far, then went ahead and closed it up to the sound of cameras And then years later, you end up having a trial, and nobody hears about it. And the raghead goes ahead, he pleads guilty or whatever, and it's all just saved us since September 11th, 9/11 here. Well, no, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. Never was able to. Never was able to. Folks, let's not go ahead and be fooled by this stupid shit. Let's understand what is really happening. What is really happening is that Zog is running around trying to essentially live hard upon Uyghurs. And folks, there's no more Uyghurs left. Most of the Uyghurs are just simply nothing more than Anglo Mestizos. They're not pure white. They're not the chosen seed of Israel's race. In the 2 years or more, well, more, 2 years and 2 months, I used to think that there was a bare majority of Uyghurs, relatively pure-blooded Uyghurs. But when you go ahead and you're watching the news, and you have the TV set turned off, and you get to see all these, quote, white people with blonde hair and cork brown eyes, or black eyes, showing mestizo or nigger in their features, you go ahead and realize, you go ahead and revise it to where now I believe there's only, what, oh, about 120 million Uyghurs that can pass for Uyghur, and that there's really 170 or 180 million Mamzers. So why in the world should anyone be annoyed or scared when essentially the census goes ahead and tells us about something that's already long since happened? Like, did you know there was a tornado in Joplin on May 22nd, 2011? That's what's going on, the news around here, the PBS channel around here, they make a big deal about that. But folks, that's old news. And the fact that you have more and more Mamzers and Beaners, and essentially you end up having economic collapse in essentially Greece and Europe and all these other places. Spain had an outbreak. And pretty well what it boils down to is that people are going ahead and pulling their money out of the banks, putting it back in the mattresses. So like Axis Sally said on this week's Radio Free Northwest here, folks, I mean, essentially, I want to have an honesty that I can do something about rather than supposed to having a Jew go ahead and steal it from me, steal my identity from me. She's going ahead and disengaging herself from Zog Babylon. And folks, I think you should too. You really should. You really should disengage yourself from Zog Babylon as best you can. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and it looks like old Rustifer was on and he left here. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break and we will be back in a few. Hail Victory.
Yes, I admit, we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and ride away. Stupid Uyghurs come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. wishes keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wicked problem. Wicked's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wicked problem. Feel the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy to drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy to drop.
All right, folks, we're back, and I was looking at the chat. Quite a bit of references about wrestling. While I was locked up in the nut house, you would have the nuts go ahead, and they would watch the wrestling idiocy. And you would have, some of the wiggers, what they would do is that they would go ahead and get this pay-per-view thing here, like WrestleMania or some other thing here. You usually have one per quarter every 3 months. And what they would do is they'd go ahead and record it on a computer or DVR or what have you. And essentially what they would do is that there'd be a bootleg, or they'd just go ahead and cut it, and you would see this crazy stupid shit that occurred the night before at this WrestleMania. And I'm not quite sure which night it was, but hell, you had a number of these channels. Each of them had a different wrestling federation. And you'd have The Undertaker, and you'd have, all these other clowns running around dressing up here, and, in some cases I'd go ahead and just sort of read whatever. Sometimes look at the retarded shit here. I mean, hey, a lot of the nuts really loved wrestling. And especially when they would go ahead and look at. So, folks, I do remember the wrestling. Yeah, I don't think it was the glory days of the 80s or 90s and Hulk Hogan. I remember seeing Rocky III with Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips, whatever, and he was fighting against Sylvester Stallone and Rocky Balboa, and he had a lot more hair back then. And, in any case, good luck, Meatball! And he'd go ahead and do all this sort of stuff. So, I don't know, maybe I could have been a great wrestling manager. I would have I would be the Granby Yappler. Not the Grappler, the Yappler. And, what happens, we'd have Rutherford the Sheep Juicer. Versus, old Digger Lips here, Brian Real. how's that? And the Pisser Possums. And the Pisser Possums and Brian Wright. I mean, they'd be the Melungeon Pisser Possums. And, heck, who knows? Who knows? So anyway, there's really nothing much going on in the movement tonight. I think I can go ahead and just yak about some stupid shit or another for about a couple hours. And, folks, I go ahead and probably maybe finally get on Newskike since old Chris Drake is safe from essentially being called down. So let's see, I'm looking at the chat somewhat. Let's see. Let's see here. I'm looking at this sort of thing here. Warlord 1, Warlord 2. what happens with News Guy, I do think, I went ahead and listened to old Peerless Goodmanser call up. And since I didn't hear any international codes or operators or something, of course, I don't know. I don't make international phone calls. Maybe it's just an easy thing. But when you're going ahead and coming on at 9 o'clock Central Time, that's the same as 10 o'clock, same as 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's the same as, 4 or 5 o'clock Iceland Time, and it's the same as, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock Tel Aviv Time. Yeah, about 6 o'clock Tel Aviv time. Why do any of these people think that old Peerless Goodmanser is going ahead and fooling us? Now, what he did is the same thing with Chris Drake that he did with Brian Reel. He went ahead and protected Brian Reel from criticism, from ridicule, from all the bad stuff that Brian Reel does not like. At all. That's what he did. So you go ahead and you listen to an hour and 10 minutes of Chris Drake saying is that, no, we're not racist. You went ahead and said you're racist, that you didn't like beaners. We would not allow you to go ahead and go out with the U.S. Border Patrol. That was the name of it. Essentially, J.T. Reddy was fooling TARS that he was affiliated with the U.S. Border Patrol and fooling people into believing stupid shit. That's exactly what the hell he was doing. Oh, by the way, those of you who think that Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is really a good person, she's gone ahead and signed a law to where essentially these worthless Jew lawyer debt collection people don't have to go ahead and prove that they've actually served people. They can go ahead and buy debt for pennies on the dollar and then go ahead and do trumpery. Essentially make up a bogus claim and then not notify who they're actually there, and they go in just like what happened with Pastor John Britton's sister and his brother-in-law. They can go ahead and make up a bogus claim of $1,500 from a $25 thing which nobody got any good out of. They do this sort of thing all the time. And Jan Brewer went ahead and signed a law to where, essentially, that sort of shit can happen in Arizona. Folks, there's nobody minding the store anymore. There's nobody who gives a shit. All it is just a dog and pony show to where people pretend that they care for the white race and all this sort of thing. Now, I was listening to this. I was going ahead and looking. It's a wonderful thing we have immigrants, because if we didn't have immigrants, we wouldn't have all these stupid niggers and beaters going ahead and taking care of riggers. That's why you need to go ahead and spend more money on education. Train them niggers to love whitey. Well, folks, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen ever. I don't think that is a credible scenario, as you were. I don't think it's possible at all. Now, of all the little schemes for an ethnostate, the one I have at least the most respect for is Harold Covington's. But he has problems with it. He ends up having an old command-dorking fag, a.k.a. Steve Elder, running around, essentially. Here is a Jew boy with Crohn's. He's bleeding out the ass from his Crohn's, just like Linder. And he's pretending, he's running around waving guns, just like J.T. Reddy, talking about how many guns he has. And 2 weeks ago, I went ahead and, on a Saturday show, I says, hey, you're really J.T. Reddy in the case of Steve Elder, don't you? I logged on as Finkelschini. You got James, figure out it was me. I like the name, even if you're Linstead. I said, okay.
You do know that your target, your prime target, Commandor Confrag, a.k.a. Steve Elder, is running around with guns and talking about polygamy and how tough he is and all these sort of guns and talks about violence and all this sort of thing. And, well, yeah, James said, well, I'm trying to go ahead and wean Steve off from that. Really? How good is that going to have? So, I'm looking at this sort of thing about ethnic studies on the PBS here in Arizona. And I'm seeing another little light cork-eyed mamsress who passes for white. If these critters can pass for white and not be white, when you go ahead and look at it, I'm sort of thinking that it's just like in Noah's day, violence will fill the world. And the percentage of pure whites will go ahead and keep on going down and down and down and down to where essentially, just like Noah's day, there's just nothing left but a remnant. A pitiful few of those who essentially have the souls and minds of men. Those who are the chosen seed of Israel's race. Now, within Christian identity, you've seen all these people like Judas the Juiced Howard, like I call him, going ahead and talking about their juicy fruit. Their Manzer fruit. They got, Brian Real got great fruits here. What that is, it's a Manzer. Understand that no, he does not have the covenant. He does not have the means to go ahead and get close to Yahweh. But yet, he or she will force their way in. They're going to go ahead and give Yahweh, and they're going to go ahead and give Christ. They're going to go ahead and bums rush their way into heaven. They're going to go ahead and essentially do a heaven jacking. They're going to go ahead and just get their way in. Even though Yahweh says, well, no, you can't enter my kingdom. Anybody who goes ahead who's white, who does let them into the congregation, essentially have cut themselves off from the congregation. You're not supposed to bring mamsters into the congregation. You're not supposed to go ahead and, oh, I don't know for sure he's a mamzer. I'll just go ahead and let him in because I feel like letting him in. Not that either. So, where am I at here? Go ahead, go out and milk a goat here. I think it was Monday night here when we ended up having the wrestling here. I noticed that a few people went ahead and pretty well left here. But I'm going to go ahead and continue on with what I'm trying to say here, even though this is nothing new in the bowel movement. There's absolutely nothing new happening in the bowel movement. And sometimes I wonder why I end up having a Sunday night show and a Thursday night show. And what I might very well do is try to go ahead and limit the show to about, 2 hours or so, if I don't really have anything to say. Or what I might do is I might regroup and do an impromptu Bible study. But folks, if you believe what Christian identity says you believe, you can't go ahead and let these people and now right now I'm looking at a PBS thing to where you have a bunch of beanerses in Tucson. There's not anybody even remotely white there. They're all beaners. Every single one of them is a beaner. Every single one of them is an Indian. And they're taking ethnic studies. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to go ahead and pretend they're white. Now, some look a little bit more whiter than others. But essentially, they're beaners. Every single one of them. And the question, what people... I remember 20 years ago, why don't we just let them into our country and then they will go ahead and get enough money to where they can go ahead and rebuild Mexico. And they can't go ahead and build an economic thing. We need to help them. Well, folks, we've been helping them for what? 20 years? 30 years? To where now they are now the largest, quote, minority. But folks, let's understand here. If we're talking about really white people, we're talking about really, really white people, we're a minority now. I'm not talking about Anglo-Mestizos. I'm talking about real white people. We're a minority now, not only in this country, but definitely throughout the world. And one of the things that they went ahead and pointed out is that so-called white women or Uyghur women, like I prefer to call, because I don't think a white is a Uyghur. Uyghur women are an average of, what, 43, 44. They're at the end of their fertile cycle. The average Uyghur is 43. The average non-white is 27. So what's the end result going to be? Well, folks, since 2004, they said that the vast majority of children in kindergarten are non-white across the Zogland. Now, what they're doing is I'm seeing a sort of Anglo-Mestizo passing a bunch of Uyghurs, Anglo-Mestizos, with a few beaners, passing a law in Arizona outlawing ethnic studies. And you see an Anglo-Mestizo Uyghur going ahead at the podium and talking, I presume, against it. Does anybody, yeah, and of course the beaner, the real dark beaner is talking against being against ending ethnic studies. You see, what they want to do is that they want to go ahead and live off the white man. They hate the white man, but they want to live off the white man. They love the white man's toys and riches and food and land, and most of all, they like the white man's women. They like the white man's pussy. Russell Pierce. Here he is. I guess he was a state senator at the time. Blue-eyed Uyghur. Good friend of J.T. Reddy. Went ahead and brought him into the Mormon church. And then J.T., he was humping someone who liked humping Lamanites. Oh, by the way, Ashkenazi asswipes little thing here. He understands that the Mormon church is no longer a racial religion. They've got to go ahead and bring these Lamanites in. They got the mark of King with the dark skin, but remember Joseph Smith went ahead and said is that they can go ahead and do a color change, sort of like George Hamilton and Michael Jackson, to where George Hamilton looks darker than Michael Jackson. What happens is that we had a nigger boy here, a sort of a faggy nigger boy, and he was rich and rich and rich, and he pulled on his dick and sang about how bad he was and Thriller and all this sort of thing, pretending to be a nigger zombie. Well, now he went ahead and he became a white woman after about 5 or 6 plastic surgeries gone too far. I don't know if you remember the story about a bridge too far. About a bridge in Holland that went one bridge too far. Well, Michael Jackson went 3 or 4 plastic surgeries too far. To where he looked like a nigger zombie cadaver or something like that. His nose which fell off here. Oh, yeah. Well, Uyghur identification, you know, guide here. I got that one here, too, here. Any case, folks. Claw. Oh, I remember the Claw. Yeah. Killer Carl Krupp and the Claw. Yeah, but that was when back in the 60s or 70s or 80s or something. You know what I mean? You know. Guess number 10, you're dating yourself here. So, folks, what you're going to have is that while Uyghurs can do that, they're going to go ahead and pass laws. And essentially, the nigger is going to go ahead, the first nigger is going to go ahead and pass catch and release in Florida for 200,000 or 300,000 illegal aliens. And essentially, they're going to go ahead and vote their way to get what the white man has. And what I've noticed, especially on Stumble In maintains standards to where it's aging or decaying gracefully. The Mamzer barrel. What you have is you have a bunch of Mamzers And what they do is they take over. And essentially, any white man who goes ahead, like me, tells them their mamzers, why, hey, I'm just a child molester, I'm just this, I'm just that. And they have gone ahead and taken over the mamzer barrel. As well they should, because that's what they are, is mamzers. Why are you surprised at mamzers being mamzers? And folks, to anybody who sort of thinks that we can, the Hoyger can go ahead and whine his way to, oh please, Mr. Chink, once the white race is gone, who will do your thinking for you? Who will go ahead and do your innovation for you? Who will do this? Who will do that? And the fact of the matter is that these people, these non-whites, do not love us. They hate us. They hate us. They're jealous. And they do hate us. That's why they come up with their little ethnic studies thing to go ahead and point out that them tearing out people's hearts and throwing them down, you know, their own kind, throwing them down a pyramid, and then going ahead and eating their dicks and their butts and their, you know, their guts and whatever, was ever so wonderful because it went ahead and helped make the world rise up here. I'm looking at this picture of the Tucson Unified School District. And folks, I've seen one or two blondes. Of course, they probably were bottle blondes. But folks, when you go ahead and you add a little layer of shit to vanilla ice cream or to whiteness, all you're going to do is get, well, essentially, more and more mamzers. You might get a lighter mamzer, but you'll still get nothing more than a mamzer. Okay? Anyway, let's see. Well, you're right, Joe Pennsylvania. What I keep on talking about is a covenant that Yahweh made with our Israelite ancestors at Mount Sinai. You know, in the southern, you know, wilderness of sin on the Sinai Peninsula. It looks sort of like a triangle. For 40 years, the children of Israel wandered around in circles. Not on the northern part of it to where, around the Mediterranean, to where essentially there was a road leading from the Delta, from Goshen, where the Israelites were in the Delta, in the eastern Delta, directly to Megiddo, Kadesh, whatever. No. In the wilderness of sin, the children of Israel were wandering around in the South Sinai Peninsula. Shaped like a triangle. Looks like a triangle. Looks like a delta sign. And what they were doing is they were wandering around. And Yahweh fed them manna. Yahweh went ahead and gave their animals enough to go ahead and eat. And pretty well what they did is they maintained a holding pattern for 40 years. A little bit less than 40 years, but pretty well 40 years, yeah. And one of the agreements was not that you would get eternal life, but rather if you obeyed Yahweh's laws, you would have a good life, a long life, a prosperous life, under your own kind. But if you didn't obey Yahweh's laws, the racial alien would go ahead and rise above you. And even in some cases, your own kind, your Midianites, your Moabites, would be above you, and you would be brought very, 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 very low. And the entire time, every single time, is what these people would do during the times of the judges. These invaders would do their best to do just like today. They would do their best, like the Egyptians did. They would do their best to go ahead and live off the productiveness of the stick-necked and stupid people like we are, They would do their best to go ahead and live off of us. And what they would do is they would go ahead and use us. They would shear us. They would pretty well work on their best to also slowly destroy us. Now we have received our birthright. We received our birthright, a couple hundred years ago. When essentially Yahweh gave the house of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, their inheritance, their birthright. And what we did is that we went ahead and wasted it. Now there is no more birthright left. None left. And all the crying is, you know, and the answer is, how can you talk to people in white nationalism and don't see it as a Yahweh problem? Well, folks, most of these people, you have Alex Slender, he's bleeding out the ass. He's a Jew. He hates Christianity, and he especially hates Christian identity. In fact, 2 days ago, he went ahead and pointed out, if you even quote somebody who he had banned, who called him a Jew, that person, that meerkat, would be banned too. Okay? So, I'm looking at this sort of thing on PBS, and, well, anyway, in case, folks, why is anyone surprised that Alex Slender and the rest of white nationalism, which is comprised of Anglo mestizos and Quakers, who simply will not admit that they're racist, who go ahead, just like this Christopher Drake, and folks, Christopher Drake was probably the best of the Pierstards. Here he was going ass to mouth with JT Reddy. Oh, I can't believe JT Reddy did this. Well, believe it. Believe it. He did. Why can't you believe what he did? He did what he did, and he did it okay. He did it quick. So what you have? I'm looking at this anti-immigrant rally. And essentially what you have is you have a bunch of old white people burning the Mexican flag, and you'll see beaners having a shit fit about it. Having to be protected by pigs. And what you have a bunch of beaners who essentially insist that they have a right to go ahead and live off of white people, what white people have gone ahead and made. And then you go ahead and see where the beaners go ahead and attack the Uyghurs. Folks, we do not have critters like George John Wesley Hardin, if you've seen a beaner on the wrong side of the Rio Grande, he go ahead and give something for American coyotes and American buzzards to eat. Okay? So, when you go ahead and talk to white nationalism, when most of this white nationalism is Jew-run, like VNNF or Stormfront. Stormfront took down their JT Reddy. Well, they hit it. They went ahead and either took it down, deleted it, or they went ahead and hit it to where most people, unless you pay money, can no longer see it. That's the thing about Stormfront. What you want to do is when things are going on, people are talking about, you want to go ahead and save every single page and then some. And what you'll do is that you'll see that there's pages, like JT Reddy page here. There are 32 pages, and essentially your part where you could go ahead as a, quote, member who's not paying money, stopped at number 27. And essentially what there were 4 pages of will we let these regular tards see it. Now, folks, I'm quite sure there's a Stormfront Lifetime member who is a member of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Ashkenazi Defecation League, or the Jew Defense League, or the FBI, or whatever. Essentially, they're hiding stuff from Uyghurs, is what they're doing. So, how in the world is there any way to go ahead and warn the Uyghurs about what is going on? And the answer is there isn't. Uyghurs do not care to be warned about what is going on. Folks, what I urge you to do, if you have a television set, go ahead, when you listen to a show like this, just go to a news show. Turn the TV on and mute the sound. Mute the sound. And what you'll see is you will end up seeing Whiggers, ineffectual Whiggers, essentially talking about how they want to live. Essentially, you'll end up seeing these beaners who think that they have an absolute right to go ahead and take whatever the Whigger got and then some. You'll go ahead and see, you know, not by listening to what is actually being said, the lies are being said. What you'll do is you'll see the truth by what is being said, by what they actually do believe. And essentially, you know, I'm looking at this little mestizos here. What happens is she probably likes some wigger pecker, so she can go ahead and squeeze out a lighter colored mestizo, less Indian type. Folks, one of these days, turn on your TV set to a news show, or a purported news show, and turn the volume off. Mute the thing. And look at what you see, and you will come to the same conclusion I believe that I did. I used to believe there was, 160 million Whiggers and 150 million Whiggers, 140 million Mamzers. Now I believe the exact opposite. I believe there's more like 170, 180 million Mamzers and 110 or 120 million Whiggers of various degrees of purity. So when you end up having, like Harold Covington has, a character like Steve Elder, a total retard, playing, I get to ban people, I get to do this, I get to do that. Essentially, I get to run wild. He's going ahead and banning people or censoring people for essentially saying Brian Rio ain't white. And you end up having that sort of thing. What does that tell you? It tells me that essentially Harold Covington is not going to be able to go ahead and actually get any real traction when it needs to be done here. Now, this last show is 1 hour and 10 minutes long. It was a regular show instead of just a 30-minute show. Okay? And yes, the wrath of God will descend upon the non-whites. Well, folks, that's not going to go ahead and help us when we're a bunch of dead Whiggers before the Great Tribulation kicks in. Not going to help us at all to be dead Whiggers. Okay? So yeah, you get irritated. Alrighty. Well, anyway, folks, here, what you end up having is that in the white nationalist, you know, movement here, I don't keep people from coming on to the show, sometimes even calling in, sometimes even having something to say, or in the case of Jeremy Zitzer, lying mams or pisser possums, I can go ahead and deal with that. No problem. No problem at all. But folks, do you really think that Ike Slender's going to go ahead and come on to the show as a gut-sick Guido Weasel with Jew ass gates? And the answer is no, he's not. Does anybody really think that any, quote, white nationalist leader has any intention of listening to me say, is that, folks, your little building program is doomed to fail? There's a psalm here that unless the Lord, I believe it's Psalm 8, unless the Lord shall build the house, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shields, the guards maintain a useless watch. Or at least that's what we used to sing in the Worldwide Church of God. Well, folks, Yahweh has given us our blessing here. And what remains, the only way we are going to survive, the only way we're going to go ahead and live, is if we go ahead, essentially, and don't rely upon the white nationalist movement, or the above ground wandering mamzers, or Wikipedia Talks UCI, or any other worldly thing, but rather what we do is rely upon the great tribulation to save our people. To where, like Jesus Christ said, there will be a great tribulation such as never was and never will be again, and unless he should return, no flesh should be saved. And folks, that is what this ministry is about. It's about telling you, don't go ahead and go after bowel movement leaders. Don't go after David Duck. Don't go after all these retards. No need to send them money. That money you go ahead and send them would probably be better spent on a taco for one of your grandkids or something else. Maybe an extra bullet or two. For your 22 or for your, for your shotgun shells or whatever. Folks, Yahweh says that the current situation will not stand, will not last. He doesn't go ahead and promise to destroy Zog Babylon. He just simply says that essentially Zog Babylon will destroy itself and that things will fall apart. And that is what's going to go ahead and save us. That's what's going to save us. Essentially, the Great Tribulation will save the white race. We'll save Yahweh's remnant. As because you end up being the remnant. Remember Jesus Christ said that if the salt loses its savor, it's worthless? Folks, listen up if you're the remnant. Don't lose your savor. But rather, don't be spent and don't spend yourself on something that Jesus Christ said is not going to work. That's contrary to his plan. Don't do that. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and take yet another break. And we'll be back in a little bit. And I'll try to go ahead and figure out how to go ahead and wing it for about another half hour or so. Hail victory, folks.
Check he will get when the man brings his mail. By his mailbox he'll stand with his black outstretched hand. Will there be any checks in his mail? Will there be any checks, welfare checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? When he waits with the rest of the one that Lyndon's blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? He might go sit in today at some white restaurant. All his time need to be in the jail. He don't do any work. He don't pay any tax. But he looks for that check in his mail. Now will there be any checks, welfare checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? When he waits with the rest of the ones Lyndon's blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? Oh, what pleasure niggers find when their pockets are lined with the money that white taxes pay. Oh, but if you mention work, he'll weep and he'll wail. All he wants is that check in his mail. Oh, will there be any checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? When he waits with the rest of the ones Lyndon blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? All together, will there be any checks, welfare checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? Now when he waits with the rest of the ones of Lyndon blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? Tell him one more time.
Okay, folks, we're back, I'm looking at this Texas, Tucson Unified School District. Essentially, from my gathering, it went ahead and got shut down. It was called La Raza, or the race. You see, Beaners think of themselves as a unified race of people. Far more than Uyghurs do. Far more than Uyghurs do here. In any case, I'm looking at this sort of stupid crap. And folks, you can go ahead and deal with Beaners. But you can't deal with Beaners as long as you're a bunch of stupid Uyghurs who believe that Beaners have a, quote, right to live in this country. As long as you have a bunch of Uyghurs who believe that non-whites have a place in this country. Now, in previous shows, I've gone ahead and talked about, Colonel Benjamin Church, who essentially went ahead and that he dealt with the Indians. King Phillips, Massasoit's son, went ahead and rose up and killed about a third of the colonists in the Massachusetts colony, Bay Colony. Went ahead and rose up and burnt these little small villages, farming villages. They're big cities now, but, went ahead and burnt a bunch of small Massachusetts and Connecticut farming villages and nearly wiped out, in some cases, the Mexican, well, not the Mexican, but the Massachusetts colony. They weren't going to go ahead and actually wipe it out, but they did by killing about a third of the stupid Uyghurs of the time. Go ahead and do it. And then what Benjamin Church did is he set up a sort of commando, and he chased after these Indians, and he burnt down their cities in the middle of the winter. Well, folks, we can go ahead and deal with Jenks. We can go ahead and deal with Beaners if we wish to. If we wish to go ahead and create a biological plague which goes ahead and kills non-whites, and then, they're going to go ahead and develop a plague which goes ahead and kills Uyghurs. And the answer is, yeah, they could. I think that's going to end up happening. The only thing you end up having, safety you have, is with Yahweh. Now, every single one of us is going to go ahead and die in due course. What gets me is that what we have is we have a Uyghur problem, like I've said several times before, to where you have Uyghurs essentially believing all sorts of stupid shit that they've been told by Jews, or being Jews themselves, they believe, and they want to go ahead and destroy us. But most of the time, we have had a Uyghur problem. To where, no, you can't go ahead and kill them Indians, they're people too. You can't kill these small Indians because, hey, they're little babies. You can't do this and you cannot do that. And it's always been when Uyghurs are set aside, when Uyghurs are ignored, where Uyghurs are laughed at, where Uyghurs are killed, and Uyghurs don't have any choice but to go ahead and sit, buckle down, and fight for our people. So essentially, they're not allowed to be Uyghurs. It's when we have been able to go ahead and run roughshod, using our minds, using our brains, using our hearts to go ahead and make a place for white people. Just like, we have been used by Jews. The greatest generation. Why call it the greatest degeneration? Because what we should have done is we should have gone ahead and let the Germans destroy Russian Bolshevism or communism. We should have gone ahead, and rather than be just like this World War I lost generation, which went ahead and fought World War I against the Germans, and there was cheated, had their farms taken away from them. went ahead and allowed a geo-banking system to go ahead and rip them off. The greatest degeneration essentially fought to save Jews from their own behavior. And now, there's hardly any Uyghurs left. Hardly any pure-blooded Uyghurs, and the Uyghurs are old. You've sold your soul for silver and gold, and now you are old. I may go ahead and use that for the song. Here. You've sold all your soul for, you know, silver and gold, and now I am old. I don't know if you remember the 1963 film Cat Ballou. You had the nigger Nat King Cong singing it here, a fat wigger playing a brothel owner. Yeah. And now I am old. Well, wigger, you've gone ahead and sold your soul. You've gone ahead and sold the other wiggers for silver and gold, and now, wigger, you are old. Now what are you going to do, wigger? What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do, wigger? Hmm? Can't do anything about it, I guess. Anyway, it looks like we got Nimbuster here who has shown up. So I'll go ahead and unmute him. Okay. Now I'm looking at this here. All right. Folks, what is, you know, what I see is not, is rather than taking the very few people, the very few white people who I call, well, the warlords, rather than taking them and using them to go ahead and try to build something, well, essentially, Yahweh and everyone says there's nothing but destruction ahead. Rather than do stupid shit like that, what I advocate very much is that we let nature take its course. That we let things fall apart, and that what your potential warlord should do is not worry about saving the Uyghur race. Don't worry about saving Uyghurs from the consequences of their own stupidity, but rather, what your warlord should do is save himself and save his family. Let nature take its course. Let stupid go ahead and be run over. And as you will see, is that you will end up having violence fill the entire earth as people go ahead and claw for declining resources. I'm quite surprised at the arrogance and stupidity of the pigs and the rest here, because they sort of think that essentially people will go ahead and allow all sorts of things to occur. And folks, you end up having, what, about a million and a half pigs going ahead and keeping the lid on of about, what, 6 or 7 or 8 million criminals. And most of the niggers are nothing but criminals. The beaners, criminals. Some of the Anglo-Mestizos, criminals. And folks, Zog really, I think, is under-pigged. They're under-pig-loused. They're essentially sucking hind tit. They don't know what the hell to do. They have not a clue as to what the heck is going on most of the time. I'm looking at this thing about re-elect this here Sheriff Pig here, and he's a piece of shit, okay? Anyway. So, yeah. Government GPS. Folks, where are you going to go ahead and put people when they don't go ahead and come in? What are you going to do? What's the government SWAT team going to do when they're going ahead and kicking down in somebody's door, and then meanwhile, the people who know this character is a pig is going ahead and killing the pig's wife and the pig's kids? Folks, when things start falling apart, they're going to go ahead and be rather ugly. And most pigs are not going to be in a very good state. pigs are sort of like dogs. What they will do is that they will look for a new master so they can go ahead and be pigs. I have pigs going ahead and claiming, hey, I want to join the Aryan Nations. How do I join? And I told this one, you know, halfway, I said, well, hey, you're a mud shark here. You can't join the Aryan Nations. I mean, essentially, you're going to be rounded up by the Aryan Nations. The other one was just a wigger pig who was not vicious or anything like that. But essentially, he's not going to be loved for enforcing Zog's laws. He's going to go ahead and rub somebody the wrong way. And they're going to go ahead and insist upon skinning him out. None of this stuff is doing well here. In this show, what I urge people to do is not to go ahead and get into trouble. I don't urge people to go ahead and buy illegal guns. I urge them not to have anything to do with, you know, idiots and Jews. Like Steve Elder, or Brian Rio, or Finkelschini, or Eli James. And Eli is not really an idiot. He's just a, you know, he's smarter than the Jew boys here. I gotta laugh at these wandering mamsers of Wikipedia Talks UCI who hang around Finkelschini pretending that he knows something about Christian identity when he doesn't. All he's doing is just yapping a pastiche, essentially, of these books that he read, the classics, with Greek as a third language, English as a second language. Okay, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break. You have guest number 13, and we will see how long. We'll go ahead and see if guest number 13 has anything to say. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a two-minute break. Then I'm going to go ahead and mute guest number 13 and have him call in, because I'm desperate here to go ahead and have something to make this show last for about 2 hours. So, folks, hail victory.
My papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key, or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away, huh. But I feel alright, I feel alright tonight. Alright, I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. Feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Hey. Your fondest dream. I ask you questions, tell you lies, criticize and sympathize. Yeah, but be careful what you wish for, thinks I've been to hell and now I'm back again. I feel alright. Yeah, I feel alright tonight.
Okay, guest number three. If you didn't take advantage of me, I'm thankful. How are you doing, guest number 13?
Hello, Martin. How are you?
Oh, well enough. Who's this?
This is Scorpio.
Who? Oh, Scorpio. Well, hey, I'm glad you called in.
All right. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well enough here. I'm sort of glad somebody called in because, essentially the bowel movement is just pretty dead. It's just, decay is interesting, but you have to go ahead and speed it up. And
I see that. Yeah, I know. It's just getting kind of boring here, for sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to just bring up a couple of quick things here.
Sure.
I was wondering if you heard the Hal Turner radio show from prison that he did, I guess, a while back.
Well, if that was from 2009, he did one supposedly from jail for about 13 minutes, and essentially I think he just called in as a wife of somebody doing. I mean, when he first got arrested here, I haven't heard any new Hal Turner show from prison. No.
Well, this was like about an hour long. I'm not sure of the date. I think it was 2010. I'm not really sure, though. But, you know, what I kind of found funny about it was that he was, you know, bitching and moaning about how, the FBI fucked him over and they did this to him and they're being so unfair to him and blah, blah, blah. And then he comes out and says, well, you know, I was actually working for the FBI and I had a secret mission I was working on.
And what was that secret mission? To go ahead and take care of the retards or the idiots who are going to be really, really, really dangerous, right?
Well, I don't know. I was wondering, I thought maybe you might know something about that, because he never did say what he was supposedly doing for the feds, you know, he was working for them, but he never said what it was.
Okay. In my time in the movement, there's always been the characters who make the claim that the revolution starts when the jackbooted thugs kick down my door. If you go ahead and you shoot pigs or talk about shooting pigs, you're a freaking maniac. You're a complete idiot. You're complete this. You're complete that. And what you see about every month or two, you see a brand new plot that the FBI has just uncovered. And most of the time it involves a stupid nigger who is trying to go ahead and blow up an airliner with, with a pair of underwear or a couple ounce tube of toothpaste or printer toner cartridges, or like about a year or two ago in Times Square, to where you end up having, for some reason, these ragheads are able to go ahead and make a very, a very deadly improvised explosive of old 155 millimeter artillery shells and a garage opener or a cell phone or a Casio watch over there. Mm-hmm. But here in this country, when they have plenty of time and nobody looking over their shoulders, essentially, they can't make a car bomb that works in Times Square or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what you end up having is just like 9/11, it's just like Oklahoma City. You have a Zog false front which goes ahead and it actually works. And the whole plan is to essentially, stampede the Whiggers. We need to be safe. We need Jack Bauer torturing ragheads and wiggers here who are helping the ragheads because they, hey.
Well, wait, what does it have to do with Hal Turner, though? Like, where are you going with Hal Turner?
Well, with Hal Turner, where I'm going with Hal Turner is I've seen in my time in the movement plenty of Hal Turners to where I've had these people say, well, what happens is I supported this informant. I knew he was an informant. He's against hateful maniacs like you. Psychotics like you ought to be locked up. And essentially, Hal Turner was one of these people who went in there. Essentially, I'm a patriotic American. I want to help the FBI against psychos here like Lindstedt or other people. He'll go ahead and Heidel. He'll go ahead and work with old Jay Faber, who was himself a total Fruit Loop and a total nutcase. And I'm not sure. I think Jay Faber and Hal Turner might have been related here through two sisters or something. Somehow Jay Faber and Hal Turner were related. They both lived in northern New Jersey. You know, they had the Aryan Nation show. And Jay Faber was deemed to be a total nutcase. But
well, let's see, what I found kind of funny about Hal Turner's thing is, like, well, on one hand, he's, like, you know, crying about how he got betrayed, and then on the other hand, he's admitting that he was a traitor, you know? So I don't quite understand, you know, where he was coming from there.
Well, I've seen this sort of mentality. Essentially, well, what happens is there's a time for a civil war. There's a time for a revolution, but it only starts when, essentially, I'm being screwed with by the pigs. I've sort of seen that with, you know, mainstream people like Edgar Steele, to where when Edgar, you know, Edgar will talk against, well, he's like Red Mike Vandercoat, but he'll go ahead and talk against collectivism, and essentially, here he is being rounded up himself and sent in. In the case of Hal Turner, I sometimes think that Hal Turner actually, it's unlike Trader Glenn Miller. I've seen Trader Glenn Miller come in, and in the case of Linder's VNNF has decayed, you know, slowly. Another thing on decay was about 2 days ago where he said, if you go ahead, not only do you go ahead and quote my enemies list like Covington, Lindstedt, and Hunter Wallace, but essentially you go ahead and quote anybody who he's banned, you know, like this here Dothead or this WAP who, two, 3 weeks ago.
Do you think Hal Turner is maybe like a, kind of like an Oswald or something like that, or?
No, what he is that he's a genuine tard who sort of thinks, you know, goes ahead and thinks he went to the, I believe he went to the FBI and said, go ahead and give me some money and I'll go ahead and I do this stuff. I go ahead and I'm every Whigger. I go ahead and I scream and I holler about killing niggers, killing Jews, killing that. And essentially the FBI says, well, hey, this guy does have talent. I have listened to Al Turner. I have about 40% of, about 40% of the talent Hal Turner did for yapping. Of course, what happens is Hal Turner was a liar, and people sort of got tired of having their dicks pulled. But I'm having a heart attack, and there's an earthquake in Peru that I started. I mean, essentially, he just pulled their dick. He just go ahead and just yanked their dicks like they were a doorbell, and a lot of people got a little bit pissed off about that shit.
Yeah, well, so I guess maybe the donation money wasn't coming in, you know, quick enough for him, so he looked for other sources of income.
I remember, what happens is about, a year and a half ago, here at Solar General, the guy who runs Solar General and, you know, the same host of FirstAmendment.net wants me to go ahead and essentially they're running White Nationalist Tube. And essentially what happens is that they want somebody to take over Solar General. And essentially I'm looking for a free hosting for my, you know, for my webpage. Essentially for my webpage. And Brian Rio finds out who is hosting that. And essentially, well, so the Solar General could live, my little bitty web page is taken down. That's why I realized that Brian Real ends up having help. Eli James has help. Think ends up having help. But it doesn't really matter. You have these Hal Turners. And what it boils down to is that you go ahead and you look at all the crap that's coming down, and it's all together a Zog false front that doesn't stop. You know, the KGB.
Oh, yeah.
The KGB.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a kid reading in the Reader's Digest condensed book from 1968 about how these dissidents were captured by the KGB leaving a loaf of bread in a wagon or something like that, and they stole it. Now they have a choice of thinking out their buddies or spending 5 or 10 years for stealing from the state, and eventually, at first they go ahead and they do some thinking, and then they get a little bit tougher. You know, they find out that they're you're strong enough to survive in the gulag. It's not quite like Stalinist times. And essentially, it becomes different. And you end up having, in the case of the Stasi, in the case of the East Germans, I mean, they were far more efficient than the Russians were.
Yeah.
You end up having, you end up having a police state, but nevertheless, here, I mean, the Soviet Union did collapse, and it collapsed so very quickly. And the same thing is happening with these false fronts to this JT, I mean, in case of JT Reddy, you know, here he is, I think he's about half Jew boy or quarter Jew boy.
Yeah.
He's
I don't know too much about that JT Reddy thing, but all I can say is from looking at his picture, he looks like somebody you don't want to know, you know?
Well, you look like a big fat retard here. Essentially, what he did, it didn't matter how many times I went ahead and posted that essentially the charges against me had to be dismissed. It didn't matter. He had to lie. And same way over on the Mamzer barrel. Essentially, Mamzers and Wiggers and Melungeons, you know, who favor Zog, believes that a white man is automatically guilty just because he has been charged. And we had the same thing, what, a week or so ago, where Jeremy Visser is coming in. He's just, I mean, he's very slick, but he's just simply, he will literally tell a contradictory lie within a minute or so.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these people. And what happens, Zog is doing the best. They have their Hal Turner, essentially, I think the truth is that Hal Turner was a greedy, lying piece of shit. He may have been part Jew. Essentially, he went as a good old Whigger patriot to go ahead and chase after dangerous extremists here. So he goes ahead, he gets this nutcase, Jay Faber, essentially puts on a show, but for all the talk here, nobody really goes ahead and gets a, you know, he's unlike Trader Glenn Miller. Trader Glenn Miller literally has gone ahead and sent, I believe, lots of people, you know, to prison. Hal Turner was just such an over-the-top retard that essentially people are looking at him and thinking he's either a nut or a fad, or both.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that's pretty well what, you know, I remember this one show before I loaded all these ones for Solar General. I went ahead and they wanted me to take over Solar General, and then Brian Rio went ahead and essentially, well, blackmailed the guy who ran Solar General, said, you get rid of him and I'll let you keep up White Nationalist Tube and I'll let you keep up Solar General. Well, folks,
yeah.
Have to tell me that Brian Rio is an anti-racist activist who has some sort of pull because, folks, he's pulling down webpage after webpage after webpage after webpage.
Yeah.
And,
well, I think you know how I feel about Rio, but I go on to, like, my next little thing I wanted to ask you about?
Okay, well, did I answer the thing about, you know, Hal Turner? I'm not sure if Hal Turner's a Jew or not, but essentially I think he actually went to the FBI because he's a greedy, lying bastard. Essentially,
yeah, he wasn't getting enough donations.
Well, he used to pull this crap. I used to listen to, you know, literally, here it is, Friday, and he's got $300. He's got $300 for the entire month here, and unless he gets $17,700 by Monday, the Hal Turner Show will be no more. He goes on and on and on about that. And then the next Monday, the show is
up. That sounds like Jim Giles.
I don't know. Supposedly Jim Giles wanted to call in. I don't know if that was for real or not here. If this Nimbo starts playing the game.
I wish he would. That'd be great, man.
We had some Jerry Springer radio here years ago.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It was. Well, hey, I wanted to ask you, too, if you've been following this Legends of the White National Movement on the fora.
I am go ahead and listening. I sent Banjo Billy. I got a sock puppet on there, and the reason the sock puppet is there is to make it easier for me to go ahead, hit the quote button, and then save. Go ahead and save what Hadding and Wiggerswill and the rest are saying. Essentially, what happens is that Hadding and Wiggerswill, essentially, they're lying themselves here. What Covington has done is that he has gone ahead and taken, he's gone ahead and taking actual things from 1976's the Gallo Report. The main one he took is Rick Cooper. And Rick Cooper was a Nazi who was affiliated with Pastor Richard Butler's Aryan Nations. And essentially, he had nothing good to say about a lot of the Pierce Tars and a bunch of other people. And what you end up having is that, Wiggerswill started out as a class knight, and essentially Pierce got $400,000, and I believe that essentially, here's Covington saying quite truthfully, where did Pierce get all this money? Answer, he got from Bob Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll have is you'll have Hadding go ahead and tell lies. I remember one time he put on his blog that Trader Glenn Miller is not a race trader, because this was way back when here. And I went ahead and agreed with him. I said, no, Trader Glenn Miller is not a race trader. He's already genetically mixed, so what difference does it make how many, Filipino bar girls he screws and impregnates? What difference does it make? And Hadding went ahead and took down that post. Hadding is also several times, I mean, you have William Pierce's own biographer.
Hadding isn't married, is he?
I don't think he is. I'm not sure.
I don't think he has a girlfriend either.
I don't think he does either. I call him Baby Cass for Baby Kevin Alfred Strom. And pretty well Don Pauley. And Don Pauley.
He's a hobby or something.
Oh, he's some character named Scott David Spidell. The one who mainly is getting the money is Wiggerswill Wheelos. And if you go ahead and listen to Jim Giles' interview, essentially Jim Giles, I mean, he's scared. He's actually scared of Covington. Covington's claim that essentially Wiggerswill is the one who went ahead and shit on his doorstep in North Carolina. Pretty well, I sort of think that essentially Pierce spent some money. Essentially, more Steve's may have had it. Essentially, Will Williams should not have won a $8,000 or $10,000 judgment and then another, $100,000 in damages. Essentially, the entire purpose was to run Harold Covington out of North Carolina. Harold Covington, he runs to Texas, and then he goes ahead and does the Northwest, stuff, and I have had my differences with Harold Covington, and there are people, he's a Jew, he's this, he's that. And the answer is, I don't think he is. I think he's gone ahead and grown quite a bit. It's just I have my doubts about, essentially I don't think that building anything is possible in this time and age. But this urban legends of the Northwest movement, I was on as John Reltney over on VNNF, and I ridiculed the crap out of Linder and I got banned. And then I was on, as Dick Reltney over on Four Fags Feeds or John Reltney, what I mean? And essentially, the name Reltney's a joke here. So essentially, Dick Reltney is just another, that's why I call it the Dick Show here. But essentially, what happens is that I went ahead as a number of people. I'd go ahead and make sock puppets, and I have a sock puppet on 4 or 5 Thieves. I don't go ahead and use it. But essentially, Mikey Kikey, Zeus Calcat Connor, and a number of these people, if I go ahead and type something, I mean, they can usually tell if I'm not careful that it sounds just like me, no matter how hard I try.
You do have a distinctive style. That's true.
I have been banned. I've been banned a number of times from 4 or 5 Thieves. And essentially, what happens is that the sort of fat character named Kevin O'Keefe, or somebody else says he's somebody else here. What he is, he's another Pierce Tard. And essentially, he looks almost like a woman. He got bitch tits. He moved to Sioux Falls from, San Jose. It was just, he's just another California tard. He went ahead and had a little bit of rebellion against him. He spent a couple of years in jail. He went ahead and pled guilty to a hate crime, got released. And essentially, he's called Jake Featherstone after this Jew named Harry Turtledubs. alternate.
Oh, you mean he's a mod over there at
he's
at
a mod
Sephora?
Over there here. And essentially,
okay.
What happens is that, you know, contrary to what they say, if you sound out like a Coven Kanista, you'll get your ass banned. What happens is that John Reltney got banned about 4 or 5 months ago. You know, well, about 8 or 9 months ago, by April Gady. You know, April Gady and Hatting the Meerkat. I mean, essentially, you know, I got banned at Stern. I can go ahead and use the Reltney identity, because by now everybody knows that a character named Reltney is me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I got a number of other little sock puppets that I go ahead and go through. And this Urban Legends essentially is a means to go ahead and protect William Pierce and protect Betty Klassen. And,
well, I read that original document, the, you know, History of the White Nationalist Movement, and
well,
I thought it was pretty good.
Well,
I thought it was pretty good, you know, the original paper or whatever it was.
He goes ahead and says he didn't, you know, develop it. What he did, though, is I think he did. I call it the Covington Report. It was based upon old Hattie. He was lying like a dog and saying that Rick Cooper went in and came out with it in 2004. Well, no. Rick Cooper was running around in 1984 and 1985, going ahead and going to all these, Matt Cole, Benny Buckrock, Pierce. He was going ahead, David Duke. He was running around and essentially came up with it and he printed it on paper before the internet, I think in 1986. And there's a lot of people. Hattie was lying. He was saying that, Cooper came up with it in 2004. Then he said 1995. And then essentially he's not. Yeah, what Hattie does is that Hattie goes ahead and he makes a big deal about something they can disprove. And then the rest of it is all Gary line. You know, what you're saying.
Well, look, here's the problem I have with Hattie, okay? Like, he gets obsessed on people. Like, you know, he spent, like, I don't know, like a year and a half, you know, proclaiming Ed Steele to be guilty. And, you know, maybe he was.
Down.
Who knows? You know,
down.
I don't know if he was. Who knows? But he went on every single forum you can imagine and said, oh, Ed Steele's guilty or he's crazy or this and that, you know. And it's like, that's kind of weird, you know.
Well, do you know where this Hattie and Don Pauley coming up with Edgar Steele's crazy, Edgar Steele's a nutcase, Edgar Steele's guilty comes from? It comes from, and you go ahead and see it on the thread here. Essentially what boils down to is in 2000 and, I think it was 2005, he went ahead and he went down on Joe Fields and his wife Deidre Fields, and he went on, you know, Kevin Alfred Strom, essentially called them a bunch of pedophiles. And I'm struck that essentially Deidre Field is pretty much in the same position Cindy Steele is now, to where he says, well, I mean, we was railroaded. We didn't have the money to fight. We had to go ahead and plead guilty. And essentially what happens is Don Pauley and Hattie essentially, and it's mainly over Kevin Alfred Strom, but also Joe Fields, but mainly over Kevin Alfred Strom. That's why I call Hattie or Scott Davis Bedell, I call him Baby Calf, for baby, you know, Kevin Alfred Strom. I mean, he's just another little dweeb loser. And you got to realize is that the National Alliance attracted these characters who could not get any pussy since pussy had them, and they hang around, and I'm not sure, I mean, you know, even if they're not altogether homosexual, they're sort of faggy. You know, they're sort of faggy, and you end up getting the creeps around these tards. And, the creatards are a little bit different, but most of them are Anglo-Mestizos. And essentially, I believe that Benny Klassen was a self-hating Jew who went ahead and essentially, instead of worshiping the Jews as God's chosen people from the 6 million, essentially went ahead and told these Anglo-Mestizos to worship themselves because they're the creatards. Essentially, Quigger, worship yourself. And essentially, Pierce, and everybody knew Pierce got this money. Catch Elaine, you know, told me several times, and told everybody else $400,000. Covington says $300,000. I believe Catch Elaine, myself. But essentially, everybody knows that he got money from the order. And he ran essentially an Elohim city for creatards is what he did. And, you know, essentially he had a free ride. And then I think that when it got found out he had pancreatic cancer, he was told, hey, look, we're not going to have any more of this Tard Corral shit here. Essentially, we want the money, we want the $400,000 back here, whatever you got left here, we want to give it to this idiot, Eric Glebe. So we'll go ahead instead of Billy Roper, who at least sort of managed it, give it to this idiot, Eric Glebe. They took the money back, and rather than Pierce, goes ahead and, you know, especially spends his last couple of months alive in prison, he just goes ahead and he just rolls over. And
yeah.
That's what I think ended up happening.
Right.
And, yeah, you end up, you know, this movement of ours is all together riddled with Zogbots and Tars and characters. I mean, I think Eli James is a Jew. I think Finkelstein is a Jew. I know Brian Reel. I mean, you know, here you are, and, you know, here's Solar General. The place on Solar General and White Nationalist Tube. Essentially, Brian Reel is telling them is that, hey, Solar General dies, White National Tube dies, why don't you go ahead and take, you know, care of Linstead's little pissant Page. And essentially, well, Linstead's little pissant Page dies so that Solar General and White National Tube can live. Now, I found out that they're pretty well gone now as well, but no, I mean, you know, and part of the reason I think this show continues, you know, that hasn't been taken down on Talk Show, is that essentially Zog wants to go ahead and actually find out what the fuck's going on. So I'm quite sure that this show is downloaded, Friday morning and, you know, Monday morning. And essentially I'm pretty well providing some employment for a bunch of TARDs to go ahead and listen. I've gone ahead and deciphered Brian Reel and Obagender Bender and Liar Bill. Well, it's a pity the turns down here because, well, now we can't go in and find out what's going on. And I think that's part of the reason. You know, I think that's part of the reason here. Now, when people say is that you're a Zogbot, you know this stuff here, essentially you're a Zogbot, I've never worried about that because, essentially, I'm not telling people to go ahead and do something stupid. I'm not telling them to go ahead and get in trouble. I'm telling them rather to stay out of trouble. Don't. You know, Zog's going to fall apart. There's nothing that anybody can do about it. Essentially, you better worry about saving your life. Okay? And it looks like 13 is, you know, pretty well gone here. So, anyway, if you want to go ahead and call back number 13, you can do so. All right? So, no, I don't worry about, I mean, I've had people, I'm trying to unmute you. Okay, you back on?
Okay, hello?
Yeah, you're on back.
All right.
Again.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So I want to go ahead and bring up my last point here.
Looks like you got a repeat on your computer.
Oh, wait, there's something wrong with the computer.
I'm going to
call you right back here. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, he probably didn't know that, though. Folks, if anybody wants to believe, you know, like old Shitty Boob, Kentucky Chomo Malengian, I'm a federal informant, well, have at it. You know, what am I going to inform on? All right. You're on number 16, I believe, or you were. Dang, what happened? Okay, well, folks, what Zog is doing is it's pretty well taking every bit of data, every voicemail, everything like that, and what it's doing is it's pretty well just saving it in a big old quadrillion or septillion byte storage facility they're building in Utah. And the question of it is how do you go ahead and keep an eye on everything? I'm trying to unmute you, guest number 16.
Okay, hello? Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Well, you're back on again.
Okay,
all
right. I
would better just mute your speakers, but oh well.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I just want to bring up this last thing here. Last week I was kind of, just looking around on TalkShoe, and I clicked on this show. It was Communist Bolshevik something or other. And you had called in, and I'm like, whoa, did Martin turn commie on me or what?
No, what it is
I'm joking.
Gangster Bolshevik is a screwed up little Jew boy named Kane. I'm not gonna go ahead and give his real name. He's a screwed up little part Jew boy. He's screwed up in the head. But what he is, he's a little dweeb. He's been screwed around by four fag thieves. He's been screwed around by stumbling. He's been screwed around by the beer barrel, a.k.a. monkey barrel. And what he did is that I guess he has a lot of time on his hands. He's a little dweeb who essentially knows how to go ahead and get on a free speech hoster. He is the one which went ahead and found out that Brian Rio was on Zuqua.com, baby, Zuqua.com. And essentially, in the beer barrel shout box, or shit box as they call it, went ahead and gave the name to Zuqua.com. John Britton went ahead and seen it. He thought it was a Turkish faggot dating site, and I thought it was too, but then I went ahead and read it. For 1 year, it used to be a gaming site that Brian Rio had put his profile on after he got out of high school. And essentially, all them Zuqua.com pictures is what the NIMBusters and the NIMTards have been living off of ever since. So what you have a little Jew boy who's screwed up, who has a massive sense of being mad, and what you end up having is, I think Comrade is this guy named Jacob Israel, who likes Palantine creator Mike Mazzone, who lives up in Canada, and him and me used to get into it. But essentially what happens is that the monkey barrel, or the queer barrel, or the Mamzer barrel, what they've done is that they've gotten a bunch of Mamzers and Jews like Bluto, Puto, Ingilda, a.k.a. Steve Brower, and for the past 4 or 5 months they've been allowed to say, I'm a child molester, do this and do that. And what I pointed out is that essentially, no white person is allowed to go ahead essentially and form his own whites-only reservation to where he does whatever he pleases. And essentially, I went ahead and got this APOC character, and he's trying to screw. I don't think he's ever gotten anything yet here. He goes after these older women they can't get. And this Russ Never Sleeps is a beaneress from, she's a beaneress from Mexico. It's about 8, 9, 10, 12 years older than him. We got now running his forum. And essentially, it's just nothing but Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo. So a month ago, I just simply stopped posting there. Now I get on their forum. I make a bunch of little sort of nasty little rep comments, but there's nothing for them to go ahead and essentially speak nigger anymore. And they're getting all frantic about that. But
The guys on that show kind of seem to like you, though, I didn't think
they do like me because, well, to them, I'm a sort of major predator. I told Kane.
You're a what?
I'm a major predator of people they don't like. You know what I mean?
Oh, I
see. Pretty well, I got my own sub for them, especially Kane. Kane, out of the blue about a month or so ago, a little bit over, went ahead out of the blue and asked me to join his forum. And I previously wouldn't because he is a screwed up little Jew boy, but then I thought, well, hey, why don't we have essentially, since the beer barrel has not gone ahead and done what they promised to, set up a DSCI forum to where essentially I get to run it as I see fit. And essentially, if I see a bunch of ass clowns call me a child molester or something like that, get on my sub forum, I can either delete their post, or usually what I like doing is deleting their post but fucking with them. Essentially saying, well, I love sucking cock here. Essentially, I'm a tard. And essentially, for the last, 4 months, they've been allowed to run wild And essentially, that's what Jews and Mamzers do. I mean, they always hate you. So I went ahead and talked to Kay and said, hey, you know, am I going to go ahead, and, you know, the same deal? I pretty well have complete control over my subform. And Kay said, yeah, sure. He has nothing to lose here. And what he is he's on a free speech poster as well. He went ahead and found out the Brian Real stuff here. What I might very well do is post stuff here because Brian Real whines and pisses and moans every so often here to my web hoster. You don't really have any room for a DMCA complaint, but he goes ahead and whines about slander and all this sort of thing. And essentially, Kane has gone ahead and found me the names of Engeldon. He's gone ahead and found, you know, he's gone ahead and found out a bunch of the names of a bunch of these people. And essentially, being cowards and being Mamzers and being Jews, they do not like being outed, you know, because they're cowards. The Mamzers are Jews. They want to pretend to be white. So essentially, Kane has, you know, with his Brian Real pictures alone, has been of service to me and John Britton. But, you know, John Britton is no longer, you know, John Britton has gotten off the, you know, because of all the harassment he got from Brian Real and everybody else. He has just simply said, screw the media.
Is John Britton the guy that used to say cocksucker all the time?
No. He's Newman Britton's,
Who's the guy that used to call your show that said, you know, cocksucker this and cocksucker that all the time?
I don't know if that was him or not. He is.
Well, when he gets mad, he'd say it, you know.
Well, Brian Real got, show number 46 coming on here. What he did is he'd gone ahead and gotten, you know, John Britton all pissed off about raping, you know, his wife and his daughters. And, you know, I told him, nonsense. I mean, you're more likely to get raped by Brian Real than, you know, your wife and daughters. And right there, that's what got me about the Zuqua.com. He pretty well said he was a virgin. He didn't have any, you know, he wasn't going to go ahead and get any female pussy. But on the other hand, he looks like a Puerto Rican faggot is what he does. And,
a little strange looking, definitely. Yeah.
John lost
his temper. Martin, that's kind of all I had for you there. I thought it was a pretty good interview you had on that show. I mean, even though those guys talk too much about serial killers and stuff, but, you know, it was still pretty decent.
What you got is you got a screwed up little Jew boy, and I've said several times that even Kane sometimes makes my trigger finger itch. I mean, he is a screwed up little part Jew boy. You know, he's screwed up. You know, I don't think he's a homosexual, but he likes going ahead and, you know, playing one here. And, you know, I told him, is that, shoot, if he lives around Pennsylvania, I mean, you know, you can go ahead and get your pipe cleaned by a nigger lot lizard for 10 or 15 or 20 bucks, you know, anytime you want. And I don't think he wants to do that. And essentially, you have all these characters, some from Stumbleland and all that, and they're into gangsta Bolshevism here.
If
you've been locked up with nuts, and, you know, you'll have Jew boys and you'll have wiggers, and they'll have these $200 shoes, Air Jordans at the freaking nut house, and essentially there's something ridiculous about some Jew sex pervert here, essentially thinks he's a big asshole gangster. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna let you go now. I appreciate you taking my call, though.
All right. Well, I was glad you could do it because essentially I was sort of running out of things to go ahead and say.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to help there, Martin. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks. And keep up those cartoons here. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
You know, keep up
all
those
right.
cartoons.
All right. Well, you take care.
All right. Hail victory.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Bye bye. Well, I was glad that we had a guest tonight. And in any case, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then I'm not sure. Essentially, he went ahead and saved the show for about another hour or so here, or half hour, 45 minutes. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. So, hail victory, folks.
Our flag is proudly floating on the land and on the main. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Beneath it oft we've conquered and will conquer oft again.
Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally round the body, flag will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our gallant boys have marched to the rolling of the drums. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. And the leaders in charge cry out, come, boys, come. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally around the bonnie flag, we'll rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. They have laid down their lives on the bloody battlefield. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Their motto is resistance to the tyrants, never yield. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally round the bonnie flag, we'll rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, folks, I'd like to thank guest number 13 and then guest number 16 for going ahead and saving the show for about another 40 minutes. Andy, he just got on. Pretty well, we were talking about, you know, the big thing, the big news, you know, today was, and it was on all the news, was that, you know, they call it a demographic landslide. Well, I call it a demographic mudslide. But I go ahead and make somewhat fun of it because essentially I believe that the people who are called whites here, most of them aren't even white here. They're Anglo-Mestizos of some sort or another. But pretty well, that news that got revealed is over the last year, the non-white children outnumber by about a couple hundred thousand, about a half million, over the number of white children. And Ashkenazi Asswipe, aka Anchorage activist, who's a Mormon or something like that, and he is pretty well annoyed with his own Mormon church because the Mormon church started out as a racial religion, which believed that the Mormons were Israelites and that the curse of Cain was to have a dark skin, so therefore the niggers and the Indians were cursed with the curse of Cain because they were bad people, and it went on and on. But the Mormon religion is pretty well degraded now. Like I pointed out in the last Thursday show, Christian identity certainly is above ground. Christian identity is pretty well degenerated too, to where you end up having Marino Jews and Papist Preterists and Mamzers and wandering Mamzers and idiots going ahead and pretending to be Christian identity when they're not. And so I guess I shouldn't really talk too much about how Mormonism has been a disappointment when Christian identity has been a disappointment to me as well. But in any case, I went ahead and I think I answered about Hal Turner to where I thought Hal Turner actually was, and he may have been a Jew, he may have been something like that, but I've seen this movement in the, what, oh, let's see, 1993, 19 years or so that I've been in the movement, you know, and about a year and a half before I got on the internet, I have seen essentially Quakers who believe that we can go back and have evil empire light, and what they do is they go ahead and they look at all the retards and all the idiots and they sell themselves to the FBI to get rid of the extremists, take care of the extremists. And, you know, folks, I was looked upon as an extremist in 1995. 1996, after I put up Lothrop Stoddard's Revolt Against Civilization, I was looked upon as an extremist back then, and yes, Lindstedt's a maniac, Lindstedt's a nut, Lindstedt's a head case, Lindstedt's this, Lindstedt's that. He wants to go ahead and have a civil war, and the truth of the matter is that yes, I did, and I do. But you would have these people who would go ahead, and the revolution takes place, and this is, you know, this Gary Hunt, Nate thought he was an informant, and maybe he was. You know, you're hanging around the Branch Davidians and stuff here, around the militia groups, with Outpost of Freedom. I used to call Outpost of Foolishness a lot of time. But he did make the point is that every revolution goes in according different to different people. And there will be people like Edgar Steele who says, well, I'm a lawyer, I can't go ahead and advocate the revolution, I can't go ahead and do this, I can't go ahead and do that. And like Harold Covington says, is that you're safer being an out-and-out hater, an out-and-out extremist, an out-and-out, well, maniac like me, than you are trying to go ahead and have one foot in one camp and the other foot in the other with your pecker hanging down, you know, having your pecker hanging down to where pretty well everybody from both sides can go ahead and jump out of the water and take a chomp on it. And that's what, you know, that's what happened to Edgar Steele. Edgar Steele could not get over being a lawyer. He could not get over essentially, you know, being a hard ass. Essentially said, no, I hate the government. I wish it dies. It's up to me. I'll go ahead and round up your kids, torture them here, just like you did to my family. I hate your guts. I mean, if it's up to me, there would be a revolution, you know, there would be a great tribulation tomorrow, and you all would die. I would die, but, you know, hey, you know, I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care what happens because I look forward to this great tribulation. And when you end up having people come in, well, what are they going to say? Well, he lied to me. He pretended he liked me. No, no. You know, hey, I want you to die, motherfucker. I want you to die. You know, you're a stupid Quaker. You need to die. You and your entire family. You know, you're against Yahweh. You're against Yahweh's plan. You're against Yahweh. You're serving Satan. You need to die. I mean, there's nothing that can really be made. There's nothing can really be made out of overt hatred. Now, people think you're nuts, and they'll think you're a sociopath, and I've been called that, and it was long before I got sent to Nut House over this sort of thing. But, you know, Hal Turner, from what I gather, I think may have actually went ahead and wanted to be recruited to take care of idiots and maniacs and dangerous characters. But folks, you gotta understand is that Oklahoma City was all together for all the talk about Elohim City. These people from Elohim City were, you know, well, there were some Christian Israelites, there were some hard ones who didn't pay their taxes, sort of like Russ Walker. You know, there were some hard men here who, you know, I mean, they, you know, if there is civil unrest here, they'll go ahead and get a gun and, you know, kill a local pig and his family. Go ahead and lynch a bunch of niggers. But essentially, most of the time, they can't get into any major trouble. And the vast majority of these people in Elohim City were just a bunch of Anglo-Mestizo tards. And, you know, pretty well, they were set up just like William Pierce. William Pierce ran in Elohim City for retards. And that's what gets me about this, you know, I mean, what you end up having on this Four Fags Thebes thing here that I've been spying on occasionally putting on my webpage, you know, and I have a sock puppet on there, which no longer which doesn't post, because hey, usually if I post too much, I'll be accused of being Linstead. I'm almost never accused of being Covington. You know, me and Covington have totally different ways of writing here, so usually, you know, I have been detected quite a few times, you know, as Linstead, except the one time when I went ahead and ripped Linder a whole new one here. Now it was just some asshole who knew the movement here, and nobody figured out it was me. But I was working real hard to go ahead and troll, and that was as John Reltney, Linder. And essentially, there's nothing much going on because Linder's form has decayed. I don't even think it's being funded very much by Zog anymore. They're not paying Linder very much. He's, you know, pretty well living on the margins of what he has. He's just a sick old, you know, little Jew boy, you know, shitting red out his ass. And essentially all he has is just a few tards there here. And 2 days ago, if you go ahead and post anything by people I banned, well, you're going to be banned or tard corralled. Okay. You banned and tard corralled so many dang people here that, you know, what difference does it make? I mean, is there going to be anything to post on your forum left anymore other than I hate Christians, I hate Christian identity, I hate, you know, I hate niggers, I hate Jews, I'm going to name the Jew. What's there, you know, I mean, you got to laugh here. I mean, Linder's forum, you know, essentially is not, I don't think Linder's forum is going to go ahead and get another Joe Snuffy, you know, Keith, you know, let me see, Kevin Hoffman. I don't think it's going to go ahead and get another Bill White tard, you know. But, folks, ever since, for the past, what, 20 years, Zog has been making these things in this country, be it Timothy McVeigh, they've been winding up Timothy McVeigh, they've been going ahead and letting these ragheads get through, and then flying these jumbo jets into the World Trade Center and then just going ahead and detonating them. I mean, when a major terrorist strike occurs, it's a Zog false flag operation. The Jews know all about it. And what they've been doing in the last 10, 11 years since is they get some little nigger retard, some little retarded nigger or beaner or wigger, and essentially come up with this stupid crap like a bomb on Times Square. Why is it the ragheads in Iraq and Afghanistan can go ahead and brew up one hell of an IED from an old artillery shell and a garage door opener, whereas essentially ragheads and wiggers who have nothing but time on their hands and years to practice it can come up with nothing more than a shoe bomb or an underwear bomb or a little black powder, whatever, on Times Square. And the answer is that Zog, you know, the FBI is just entrapping stooges. In the case of someone like old Joe Snuffy, I don't think this idiot actually did go ahead and make the bomb. I think he just got tortured or scared or whatever. And essentially, he was one of these little retards who wanted to plead guilty to something, and he did. And then he got screwed. Essentially, he got promised something. And that's what this movement is about. This movement is pretty well become nothing more than a decaying clown show without any relevance whatsoever. That's all it is. Okay? Well, no. I mean, folks, you can go ahead and look at the physics. I mean, kerosene fuel, it'll burn up to a temperature of, what, 800 some degrees, and it took down structural steel. I'm not talking about regular steel. I'm talking about structural steel meant to go ahead and keep a skyscraper up. When I took engineering school, the average of rebar was 29,000 pounds per square inch. you're going to have to go ahead and heat the thing up. You're going to have to go ahead and heat it up to about close to 2,000 degrees in order to get red hot, you know, and about, what, 2,200 to go ahead and melt it. And how is a plane which goes ahead and burns jet fuel at, what, 853 or 454, 55 degrees, going to go ahead and get the necessary BTU to make this steel go ahead and do it? No. Folks, this is all the Gary's Log Falls Front. I'm not even sure if Tim McVeigh went ahead at Lake Geary in Kansas. I was once there. It's a sort of reservoir for the water system on a stream. It's a fishing place, and essentially you end up having about 100 acres or so impounded. And essentially, they go ahead and they get their water. A town's water is taken from there. And I think I was there, and essentially you'd have, well, Kansas come in, and there's something sort of pretty about a Kansas town, an eastern Kansas town, where about 1 out of 10 of these buildings made in the, what, built in the 30s and 40s and 50s are falling in. You could go ahead and buy it for a couple $1,000. Essentially, if you're willing to go ahead and live cheap, you can go ahead and live cheap in a place, and say, West River, South Dakota, or Central Kansas, or wherever. And, you know, I don't think that Tim McVeigh actually, you know, got his idiot friend here, Terry, you know, Nichols here, to go ahead and mix this stuff. I think it's probably already pre-mixed. But even if it wasn't, folks, the FBI knew that Tim McVeigh was coming. He wanted to go ahead and get caught. Now, I don't altogether agree with Harold Covington is that Wiggerswill Wheelos is John Doe number 3, because I think Wiggerswill Wheelos is a total chicken shit loudmouth tard. I do think that essentially the fix was in to go against Covington. And from what I gather, yes. And the entire thing was to go ahead and drive Covington out of North Carolina. And I imagine that the governors of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana just sort of wish that, well, Covington stayed in North Carolina. But, folks, you're going ahead and looking at a four-fact Thebes, you know, urban legends of the white national movement. And essentially, you have a bunch of three Belgian Sephardic Jews, and they make sure that Hadding, and they make sure that Wiggerswill doesn't face any serious questions or serious oppositions to their own horseshit. And their problem against Edgar Steele. You know, Edgar Steele's crazy. Well, folks, as someone who's locked up in a nut house with Wiggers who went ahead and killed their best friends or their gay lovers or their wives or something like that, most of the time when a Wigger goes ahead and does something stupid like that, he gets some bad mouth. He gets some bad mouth with a lot of impurities, and they see shit here, you know, like this sarcoxy Wigger who went ahead and blew the head off of a Baptist preacher in sarcoxy. And once you go ahead and get the Wigger off the meth, the bad meth, essentially, once he's gone ahead, he becomes a nice little Wigger and he gets cured here. But what they like doing is they like nice, quiet Wiggers so that they can cure them to counteract about 60% of these dangerous niggers, who essentially are sort of crazy, but essentially they're just being niggers. And essentially a white prisoner or a Wigger prisoner is a lot easier to take care of than a nigger prisoner. He takes a lot less dope. He takes a lot less other stuff. Essentially, he's usually nonviolent unless he goes ahead and gets some bad, you know, meth here. And I have seen these people, you know, a little short, runny guy. He looked like a dwarf. He killed his homosexual lover of, what, 15 years. Essentially told me that, essentially didn't mean to do it, but he had taken some bad meth. He went ahead and killed his homosexual lover. And then there was another Wigger. You know, he had meth teeth. He had meth mouth. He went ahead and slit his best friend's throat. And then there was another one who he got on meth here, and he grabbed a hold of a Greyhound bus and tried to stir it into the wrong lane because he was on meth. And in order to go ahead and get out on something that's crazy, you've got to have the prosecutor sign off. But the prosecutor doesn't want to sign off. Now, folks, with this little homosexual dwarf, he was a nice guy. He's a faggot. He got some bad meth. Here's the prosecutor. Do you want to go ahead? Do you really want to go ahead and have some poor 50-some-year-old faggot? He's been a nice, quiet little queen, little closeted queer, for about 15 years here with his gay lover. He gets a hold of some bad meth and goes ahead and he slashes, he goes ahead and, when he's all doped up, he goes ahead and slashes his gay lover's, his faggot lover's throat, and the guy bleeds out before the ambulance comes here, and this guy's freaked out. He doesn't even know he's done this shit, or he doesn't care. And then, hey, here comes the cops. He turns himself in. What are you going to do with, little short faggot who, dwarf faggot who went ahead and got some bad meth here and went ahead and cut his faggot friend's throat? What are you going to do about that? Answer? I'd like to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. And safely, the prosecutor goes ahead and simply, rather than send the crazy little faggot here, to essentially ride the needle or essentially have all these death penalty cases here and cost millions and millions of dollars, ain't it a whole lot easier to just go ahead and plead them out? NGRI? Or the nigger, young nigger who goes ahead and sodomizes old Shaniqua's niece here, and he screws her, and then she starts crying here, so he goes ahead and kills her, and then when he's sort of nutty, he goes ahead and cuts a few pieces off of her and eats them here, and that's what says nut house. And essentially, pleads NGRI. He's going to be in there for 5 or 10 or 15 years. He's not a bad nigger. He's not a mean nigger. He's just sort of a goofy nigger. And folks, when you end up having an NGRI plea, by little dwarf faggots here, who are not really a danger to anybody, or the guy who goes ahead and gets some bad mouth and blows the head off a Baptist minister's, head here, or some stupid shit like that, usually caused, in the case of wiggers, by dope, in the case of niggers, just by, being niggers, what do you do here? And the answer is that's why you end up having these nut houses. And that's what they end up doing. I'm trying to unmute you, guest number 20. So what is the point? And what is the point? And the point is that Edgar Steele was not going to get out on an NGRI plea. Don Pauley, hatting the meerkat. Essentially, you hate Edgar Steele because Edgar Steele said something. It's getting on to what? Second year anniversary of this shit. Essentially, they wanted to go ahead and give old Edgar Steele a good old railroad, and they did. Don Pauley hatting. I mean, essentially, your problem is that Edgar Steele was over mean. I believe he was over mean on Don Pauley. I don't believe that he was over mean on Kevin Alfred Strom, although I don't think Kevin Alfred Strom's a pedophile. I just think he's just a weak sort of faggoty dumbass who essentially has the will of a noodle, wet noodle. But essentially, they're all mad, whole Hatting, a.k.a. Baby Cass, is mad at, Edgar Steele for essentially making fun of his little faggot buddy. Well, not quite faggot, but I don't know. I mean, you have all these characters who haven't had pussy since pussy had them, and, keeping track on them as to whether they're homos or whether they're asexual or whatever they're at here, you don't take them seriously enough to even bother cataloging them, okay? So why aren't buildings being dropped every day? Well, Joe, let's say you had Oklahoma City
every month, once a month. Let's say you end up having a 9/11 every day, every month, every year. When people sort of wonder, what sort of law enforcement apparatus do we have? In fact, you know, Harold Covington's novels are about a bunch of, well, essentially, quote, urban guerrillas, a.k.a. terrorists, essentially actually doing something like that every day. Not blowing up buildings, not going ahead and, you know, flying. I mean, essentially just going ahead and killing pigs. And, folks, you've had shit like that, Civil War, occur all the time here. And if you have a police department or a national police department that are so incompetent that they allow this shit to happen all the time, that's not going to be a very successful police department for very long. We're going to end up having a bunch of stuff that's going to make Oklahoma City look like, well, Easter Sunday picnic coming up pretty soon. And that's because Zog is not going to be able to handle all the desperation, all the craziness, essentially, of hungry niggers and beaners and wiggers and everybody else going nutsoid and taking out a pig or two or whatever with them. Here, I would have even liked J.T. Redd if he'd gone ahead and actually killed a pig or two. You know what I mean? But he didn't. He was a pussy. He's a lying Jew pussy. And, no, folks, you don't have this going on. This carries all the signs of the Zog false front. But it doesn't really matter. When you end up having, Harold Covington did go ahead and cover this. When you end up having to wear, and folks, people are beginning to go ahead. I've gone ahead and checked out on Kindle, Niall Ferguson's Civilization is supposed to be on next Tuesday. You know, the West and all the rest. How the rest are coming up with the West here. Folks, the reason that the rest are coming up with the West is that the West is no longer the West. It's no longer a white nation. It's simply an Anglo-Mestizo nation which is pretty well in terminal decay. And people are your intellectuals are talking about that. Even your left-wing intellectuals are talking about not only decay, but collapse. And folks, we're headed to that here. Folks, if you want an ethno-state, don't go ahead and run and whine and out-Jew the Jews and be a victim and do all this sort of thing and run around in uniform or anything like that. Folks, you're going to end up having all the chaos you want. You're going to be up to your ass in chaos. And there's not going to be any way to drain the swamp of them alligators at all. Okay? Well, 9/11 was like Oklahoma City. They knew Timothy McVeigh was coming. They knew he was coming, and so what they did is they put shape charges in and waited for him to come in. And there's some people, I mean, Covington believes that Wiggerswill was part of it. I do not. But what happens? He detonated his little bomb. It was a good-sized bomb, but it didn't do all the damage. It was the detonation charges which did it. And, folks, when you have something like that, first thing you do is get your VCR or your DVR or whatever, and you immediately start recording. Because you're going to go ahead and hear and see things. It's going to go ahead and disappear. This stuff about JT Ready, it's pretty well disappeared. The reason they didn't make a big deal of it is that, hey, JT Ready was a fast and furious operative, a domestic fast and furious operative. So essentially the FBI was called and they came by in a truck and they loaded up all their new toys to catch tards and put it back in. Hal Turner? Hal Turner was supposed to go ahead and catch tards. I don't think he caught very many tards. I think the reason that the FBI got mad at Hal Turner is that they thought he was the Bernie Madoff of, well, essentially, tards.
He went ahead and promised a whole bunch of idiots. He didn't deliver. Unlike Trader Glenn Miller. I think Trader Glenn Miller has been a snitch ever since he was in the Army snitching out the Ku Kluxers. Okay? So, in any case here, I'm having trouble unmuting you, guest number 20. I don't know why. In any case, folks, we end up having a bowel movement which is altogether decayed. Altogether decayed. It's pretty well rotten throughout. And folks, I don't have a problem if you've got to go ahead and seek a crowd to hide in. I don't have a problem with you moving to the northwest here. Some quiet place in Oregon or Washington or Idaho or western Montana or Wyoming. Not a problem. I mean, especially if you live in a shithole like California. If you live in a shithole like California, move to places like Idaho. Don't try to make it like California again. You ain't gonna please the natives one bit doing that. But what I would do is essentially don't talk about Northwest Republic here. So like Fight Club, don't talk about Northwest Republic. At least not to anybody else other than your own kind here. And I don't know. I mean, if I was going to move there, well, essentially if I moved up there, they know I'm a maniac here. So it don't matter if I talk about Northwest Republic if I moved there. But if you are essentially a quiet person here, you know, that Zog doesn't know about here, there is no need to go ahead and get in trouble. As far as this Tom Clancy novel, it's just horseshit. It doesn't really mean anything here, okay? Well, the thing is that... Is plausible the plan to hijack a plane? And you know, folks, they caught this one, you know, this deluded Algerian nigger who essentially in Minneapolis who was talking about taking a plane and crashing it into a building. And oh, by the way, I do not want to go ahead and learn how to take off, and I don't want to learn how to land it. I just want to learn how to fly this big old jet airliner. Yeah, I just want to know how the middle part here. Well, folks, if you're serious, the thing you want to learn first is how to land the damn thing. You know what I mean? You want to learn how to land the thing, and then you have to go ahead and learn how to take off, and then you learn how to go ahead and fly it in between. Is what you do. So, where am I at here? So no, I don't believe the 9/11 horseshit is for real. I didn't believe the Oklahoma City horseshit was for real. Just didn't. Anyway, folks, I'm having trouble going ahead and unmuting guest number 20. So, let's see. Is Dick Welt? No, Dick is gone here. Dick is gone here. So I'm going to go ahead and log back in as Dick. I'm going to go ahead and take a few minutes break because it looks like I got a second wind. Got a little bit more RDS participation. So folks, we'll say Hail Victory. And we might or might not be back in the next segment. Hail Victory, folks.
Makushla, your sweet voice is calling me softly again and again. Makushla, I hear it in vain.
Folks, and I'm looking at the chat. I had a crash on Toshiba number 2, and no big deal, but I did lose a few minutes of chat, but never mind. Folks, I've gone ahead and explained one time a story about how my white German Shepherd Roy killed my dad's second best brown leghorn chicken. Essentially, a quick board of inquiry conducted by my dad resulted in my dog getting beat. But the truth of the matter was, is it was little me here who, unlike George Washington, shot at the brown leghorn rooster's butt and went ahead and hit his eye and killed it, went ahead and killed that chicken. And then the dog went ahead and seen the flopping chicken and jumped in there and mouthed the chicken. And essentially the history was, my dad's dead, so is the dog. Essentially the official history read is that Roy, the white German Shepherd, killed my dad's second best brown leghorn, Danish brown leghorn rooster, leaving 5 hens bereft for a little while. Now, the truth of the matter was, is that, hey, it was me messing around. My big gun who went ahead and accidentally shot the brown leghorn chicken here, and I'm so glad the dog got his ass beat for it. Folks, 9/11 was a put-up job. Oklahoma City was a put-up job. It's not hard to go ahead and blow up a building. It's not hard to go ahead and demolish a building. Demolition companies do it all the time. And what they do is that just like, was my dog in on the conspiracy to kill the Danish brown leghorn? Nope. What happens? He's seen that chicken with a destroyed brain go ahead flopping around like a dog. He went ahead and mouthed that chicken. And the dog got his ass whipped, saving me from getting my ass whipped. Now, you don't think I went ahead and pulled the little George Washington and carried around the BB gun and said, "Father, I cannot tell her why." I dealt with my little BB gun. Hell no. I lied. I went ahead and pulled the 9/11. I pulled the Oklahoma City. I pulled old Roy, and Roy got his ass beat. But then again, it was better to him that he gets ass beat than I should get my ass beat. I pretty well didn't much care to have my dad whack me here with his aluminum cane stick, which didn't hurt so much here, but sometimes my dad get a little bit annoyed if I really screwed up and take out a wire coat hanger. Let me tell you, a wire coat hanger hurts a lot. Back in them days, essentially, your old man could whip your ass as much as damn well please, and nobody gave a shit here. You know, if you went whining here, you'd probably go ahead and get, get an ass whipping by somebody who thought you shouldn't be snitching on your old man here. You didn't have DFS, or if you did, essentially they knew enough to stay low here. You know, this was, 40 years ago or so. More than 40 years ago. So, was Roy involved in the plot? Well, he got blamed for it. And just like these ragheads, yes, they want to go ahead and they want to fly a plane into the World Trade Center. And the Jews know about it. Zog knows about it. Do we really need this World Trade Center? Does Larry Silverstein of Port of New York really need the World Trade Center? Why is it instead of 50,000 people that normally inhabit that building, only 3,000 or so were in it, less than 3,000? How come it was pretty well abandoned? How come there weren't hardly any Jews going ahead like maggots on a turd, go ahead, take advantage of it? And the answer is, they knew it was coming. How come this plane wasn't shot down? It didn't get shot down. One of them didn't get shot down until essentially it started heading back to Washington. And then the great heroes, the great zeros in 9/11 said, let's roll. Well, folks, actually it was shot down. It was actually shot down. We can't go ahead and have them going ahead and killing out our little Jew lords and masters and Uyghur lords and masters. And the answer is no, I couldn't. So, folks, yeah, I believe 9/11. And I believe Oklahoma City. I knew more people in Oklahoma City than I did know, 9/11. Hell, I don't know hardly anybody in New York. Folks, it's all together, it's all false front. All together. And anybody who thinks about it knows as much. Pierce ran a Zog false front. He altogether ran a Zog false front. That's what he did. He got order money. And essentially, rather than pay $100,000 a year for Hal Turner, this I'd go ahead and, hell, this money's stolen. It's already blamed on the order. Fall back person, maybe we can go ahead and hold up Pierce and, demand that, he give us half of it here in return for keep our mouth shut. Pierce, if you go ahead and look at his book, Hunter, Oscar Yeager, the hunter, he shoots mixed-race couples, is caught by an FBI agent, and essentially sent to go ahead and shoot this FBI agent's targets. Old Pierce. And there as he did, he sort of thought he could go ahead and find a Uyghur elite, a Uyghur neo-elite, like lots of them started. And essentially, they would save the white race here from the top down. Well, folks, I think Pierce was delusional on that. He's an intellectual, just all the, with all the faults that intellectuals have. Intellectuals think that the more they kick like frogs, the more work is done. Like Voltaire said, is that if frogs were the dominant life form here, they'd judge true worth by how far one could jump. And that's what they did. So, in any case here, folks, I'm sort of missing Logan Hunter. There's some of the stuff that's in the chat room really does belong on the Logan Hunter show. I don't know what happened to Logan. It'd be funny here if essentially he was, he ran off to New Jersey with old, Linda. That would be neat, wouldn't it? But I hope that Logan shows back up. It's been, 3-4 weeks now here. Come back in, Logan. We really need your conspiracy theory emporium on Friday nights for 4 hours. But what you see and what Zog is not ready for, like this Jamie Dimon here of Morgan Stanley. Essentially, here he is talking about how the banks, the big banks, don't need to be regulated. They're too big to be regulated. They're too big to fail. And essentially, the taxpayer needs to go ahead, and every time old Jamie wants to go ahead and make a couple billion here in bonuses, why, hey, the taxpayer will stand for it. I mean, hey, privatize profits, and socialize losses. But the problem of it is that eventually in Greece, or in Spain, or everywhere else here, essentially a productive people gets tired of sacrificing just because, so that some corrupt elite can do whatever the hell they want to do. And they don't know what the hell they're doing. The reason we have not had more 9/11s in Oklahoma cities is that essentially Oklahoma City in 9/11 was created pretty much out of whole cloth. Go ahead and tell the ragheads, well, yeah, hey, ain't this wonderful idea if you go ahead and fly a plane into a building? Why, heck, that was from a Tom Clancy novel about 2 years before Oklahoma City. That was written in a Tom Clancy novel. In this case, it was a Tokyo, essentially it was a war with Japan, and a Tokyo Jap here, whose father got killed by the Americans, goes ahead and gets a 747 loaded up with jet fuel, and he flies it into the House of Representatives, and, you know, takes out the president. Takes out most of the Congress critters and the Supreme Court, and leaves old Jack Ryan, the CIA stooge here, as vice president to become the new president of the United States. And then they go ahead and beat the dog shit out of Japan. This book was written a couple years before 9/11. I think it was written in the late 90s. You don't think Osama bin Laden couldn't read books, or some little raghead goes ahead and he reads books here? Sees old Tom Clancy, who essentially gets a penny or two, a word from the CIA, as well as Random House. Goes ahead and says, well, why don't we go ahead and fly a jet airplane into the Pentagon, or into the World Trade Center, or into the Jew buildings, or whatever like that. Oh, yes, that's a good idea, Ahmed. This infidel has told us how to do it. Essentially, they know all along what little Osama, then subcontractor, and the rest are ready to do. Folks, I used to read William Lind. And folks, if there really was a terrorist campaign, you don't think the Uyghurs could go ahead, feral Uyghurs could go ahead and turn as mean as these ragheads did in 2006 when I was in the Nuthouse, seeing what happened around Thanksgiving, 126 people blown up, chunks of them running around in this marketplace, and all the, you know, 5 or 10 blowed up cars here. It looked like a scene from hell. Chaos and death and bodies and fire and smoke. This could, I think this will happen in this country. But not today. And not tomorrow. Essentially, when Uyghurs end up turning feral, and they go ahead and they find leadership. Essentially, leadership who says, I don't really care, pig, why you do what you do, why you went ahead and bought and stole my grandchildren, tried to send me to prison, have me murdered. I don't really care, pig. Mr. Lawyer, I don't really care why you don't think you don't have to go ahead and face an election charge here. But essentially, you can go ahead and say, I get to kick you off because I'm a bureaucrat and you haven't gone ahead and, you know, produced a form here, and I get to kick you off the ballot. Or you're a white supremacist. I get to go ahead and say, you can't go ahead and be allowed to run for office because you're a white supremacist. And, you know, the only people who go vote for you is other white supremacists, and they shouldn't have a vote either, but they should pay taxes. They should be us Jews and Uyghur slaves. How long is that going to work out? How long is that going to work out? The answer is, it's not going to work out forever. Nothing lasts forever. There's not been a single mighty evil empire that is riding high, and no matter how much force and terror they brought against their subject population, sooner or later, they fell apart. and Within. I've been reading this book with Civilization by Niall Ferguson, and supposedly on PBS on Tuesday night they're supposed to have essentially him go ahead and talk about his book. Essentially, Niall Ferguson, he wrote this book in 2010. He's talking about the decline of America. What he's pointing out is that the Roman Empire pretty well did most of this collapse and its disintegration in a generation. Between what? Between 429, 430, King Kaiseric of the Vandals went ahead and took over Hippo and Carthage, and then he went ahead and sacked Rome 19 years after Alaric the Visigoth. Folks, the Vandals and the Visigoths and the rest of these Germans crossed the Rhine in what? 410? Later on, they sacked Rome. And within a generation, you end up having not the decline of the West, but the absolute fall of the West, where soon after, Osimer the Visigoth went ahead and deposed the little pretend princeling, Romulus Augustus, and he decided, we're not going to have any more emperors. Essentially, I'm going to rule as king, openly. And thus history says that 476, the Roman Empire collapsed. And this was the beginning of the Dark Ages. But folks, Rome had been falling for some time, but it didn't take very long for it to go ahead and fall apart. And this was an age of ox carts. How long does it take for a mighty evil empire to go ahead and fall apart at the speed of light? How long does it take for essentially people to figure out that essentially you need to get whatever you can for whatever you can, whatever money you have, and essentially you end up having a hyperinflation? Phil Covington's right in a number of ways here, and it's something to go ahead and think about. But folks, what I do is I urge you not to do something stupid, not to go ahead and get something to where you're in prison, to where if you end up staying in prison for over a day or so, you're not going to get out. You're not going to get out until you wait them out like I did. Essentially, wait them out to where the Rent Blood Administration didn't have anything, and essentially they didn't have anything to begin with, other than essentially claiming that my little retarded grandson said something, which I don't even believe he said. And when it came time for him to go ahead and lie, he says, I'm not going to lie. What were they going to do? What were they going to do? And I hope they didn't put too much pressure on him. I hope they didn't hurt my little grandson. He's not so little anymore, whether it be, what, 14? He's been gone, what, 8 years? Folks, there comes a time when you realize is that essentially you're not going to get out of this life alive, and neither should the Jews, neither should the Uyghurs, neither should the Mamzers. Nobody should get out of this life, world alive. You're going to go ahead and die, and what happens is you ought to go ahead and make these evil criminals die too. And it comes a time for, essentially, you make it to where they wish that they had never been born Jews or Mamzers or Uyghurs or evildoers. But it doesn't really matter about their regrets because they were born evil. Just like Visser. Born evil. Born vicious. Born as you. Born the spawn of Satan. Born coming out of Satan's pee hole, like Pastor John Britton's mother says. They were born this way. They were born this way. Well, folks, those of you who hear my voice, you chosen seed of Israel's race, you too were born this way. You were born to go ahead and choose. But you have a choice. You have free will. You were born, and I hope you choose to live, and I hope you choose to earn eternal life. That's what I hope you choose to do. For what I understand is that this life is just a heartbeats, or like in Michael Collins, you know, that, you know, this life is just a dream. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead. I think I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi, hi, oh, white men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse walls, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie, white men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men, their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out God's own. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love his greed, hi, hi, oh, the love of God our only need, hi, hi, oh, white men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi, hi, oh, ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi, hi, oh, ho. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.